lot of people on the air.
Talking about dick. Talking about dick.
Rippin' and the tearin', the 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 rippin' and the tearin',
the rippin' and the tearin', the rippin' and the tearin'.
Apologize for how late we started.
Nah,
not, right?
we don't apologize. We make
Tyler,
the rules
way too loud.
We make the rules.
Tyler, I make a rule right now. Right, down. 6
you have
dBs.
A volume control for your headphones. You don't have to have them cranked.
I would like to hear myself, but
dude, I'm at 0.1 dBs.
Tyler, settle down. Right? We're having one of those nights where Pab's about to walk. All right, slow down. It's been a hell of a night already. All right, let's not continue to.
Or Pab's about to walk.
We're getting there. All right. Here we go. Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm very excited because holy shit, feels like it's been a month and a half.
It always feels like that. Now that we're back to 1 week,
once a week is good. It's very good. We should have started 32 minutes ago. However, Rune fucked us. Rune fucked us. Oh, he's still here, isn't he? Well, back remains the same. Rune fucked us. Apparently, Rune. It sounds like they're saying Rune. Rune.
Prisoners.
I clicked on a link that was supposed to take him to a good place about. Highway safety or something, but instead it took him to a dark road where internets no longer work. So we spent the last half hour trying to figure it out. Tyler did. Here we are. Welcome to the After Disaster. For those of you listening in your car or your cubicle or at your house or while masturbating or showering or whatever it is you're doing, You couldn't tell any of that just happened, so who cares? Let's rewind that, right? Okay.
You know what? I got to say, I think it's your internet that's fucked up because it's not giving me authentication on anything.
So a lot to get to this week. I hope it doesn't come off as a Debbie Downer show, but some things are occurring to me, and they're upsetting me.
Like what?
First of all, you, mister.
Why?
Is Debbie Downer short for Debbie Down Syndrome?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly, of course it is.
Mm-hmm. It was, ironically, a person with Down Syndrome that came up with it.
Why did I upset you?
A couple of guests that will be in the studio here shortly, too. We have one, Diana Vandekamp, who, if you know, the listener didn't know better, they might think she was the third co-host. You heard me, Tyler, third co-host.
She's practicing rolling her socks up and down, and I heard you, and I will not acknowledge it.
And I don't want to say more importantly, but more surprisingly and more shockingly is the long-awaited beginnings of Mr. Maximilian.
Oh, that's the Max that was supposed to come in like 80 times before, and he never showed up because he's the biggest flake on the planet.
Xavier, that's the one. He is. Here's the thing with Max. Max is rain or shine. It dry as a desert. I don't see him for literally like 2 years. And then all of a sudden, like, he's living in my house for 6 months. Or I'm living in his. And that's the relationship we have. So Max is raining now. It's pouring. And he will be in here to... you met Max briefly.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
You ever meet anyone like Max before?
Yeah.
Have you? I've never met anyone like Max before.
Well, I don't know him. Like, yeah, well, that's an unfair question.
I met Max, and I'll explain.
You ever tasted anything like that watermelon before?
Yeah, I have. It's called watermelon.
Mike, you ever briefly met someone before?
And meet anyone like them?
I met Max. I was at he's sitting right there, so I'm going to talk behind his back. But I was at a party, one of these horrible house parties in high school years and years ago, and I was always very miserable at them because I would do cocaine and pace back and forth and explain to people what was wrong with the world and how coke. Actually, it was the night that I realized that you snort coke through your nose. And what you snort through your nose goes into your lungs, and that's why.
Oh,
you can't
does it
breathe.
Really?
Yeah,
it's supposed
and
to
I'm
be.
Like, the coke is going in my lungs. Some of it
no,
goes
but
into
it's
your
supposed
lungs.
To be absorbed by your sinuses.
But some of it gets in there. You know it does. And I was panicking about that. And that
that's
was
good, right?
And Max, I thought, was doing a caricature. He was across the room, and I'm like, "Who's
he was drawing
he imitating?
A picture of you snorting coke with a big head?"
I thought he was
that
imitating
would be $25.
But he was imitating someone, and I was trying to figure out what character he was imitating.
30 for color.
And then after
the Roadrunner.
I met him, and I'm like, when is he going to drop the character? And then I realized, no, that's Max. That's who Max is. Max was not imitating anyone. That's just Max. Max is 100% Max.
I'm sure he's comfortable with you building it up so much.
Anyways, is he going to write an autobiography one day? To the Max.
To the Max.
No, I will no longer be friends with Max if that's, that's the case. So let's get to you.
All right. What did I do that pissed you off?
Two of the most uncomfortable moments of my entire life.
When we woke up together naked.
The last year have been in the studio, both with you.
Yeah, what were they?
Well, I don't want to get into the one, but the other one was...
well, you can't say what?
Yeah, that's your style. That's what you do. The other one was when...
I get into it. I dig deep.
You
find
looked at
the
me,
facts.
You looked at me and you said, so let's talk about this. I want to talk about something. Why haven't you been returning my phone calls? And then you did that smile and you like nodded your head and you leaned back a little bit. That was panic time. Well, I got one for you, mister.
Okay, what is it?
Do you not get texts anymore?
Yeah, I do.
You sure you're getting all of them?
I don't know. What'd you send me?
I've sent you 3 or 4 texts this week and not a single reply.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hurtful.
We've been texting like furiously back
Tell
and forth
Tell me when
together,
you
Mike.
Sent them.
Okay. Well, we're not doing forensic
no,
labs on
show
text.
You.
I just wanted to know if it was working.
CSI, text division.
So maybe you're not getting them.
Show me when you sent them.
What? Why is she texting you? What? Mike, I wish I didn't see all those texts. Okay. Whatever. I sent you a picture about a horrible book, and I asked if you had wrote it. You remember that? I said, I didn't know your pen name was Nolan. No?
No, I didn't get that, I promise you.
God damn it. Maybe it's my phone.
I'm going back to... I'm at last...
Damn it.
I'm at 8:16, no text from you at any time
okay.
after
right.
that.
This is turning out to be horrible. So...
Oh, because you were going to get mad at me?
Well, I was kind of hoping you'd be like, yeah, I'm sorry, I've been busy, and I was
going
to lay
the
in
the last
you.
Text I got from you was 8:26.
Lay in. All right, I got some stories about exceptionally annoying people that are in this building. Rune waves to me as I say that. That's cute, Rune. You're not the only annoying person in this building. All right, so someone new. Horrible neighbor story, Tyler. Do you have any kind of drops for that with your mouth?
Hey, come over here and fuck pigs.
I was hoping you would have a sting.
Hey there, neighbor. Come on over and get a barbecue sandwich.
I was hoping you'd have a sting. And... That's not for you. Oh, and I'm going to bitch about Shark Week, because Shark Week is one of the greatest things every year. I look forward to it, and old Discovery is fucked. Discovery has found a way to ruin Shark Week for
me. What did they do? I've never seen Shark Week, by the way.
It's fantastic. You should watch it. Diane Vandekamp will be in here in a minute. She loves her sharks and loves Shark Week. Shark Week's a good time to sit down, forget about human beings. And
eat a piece of shark off the grill.
No, that's bad to do. And you forget about all their horrible idiosyncrasies and humanity altogether, and you just think about sharks. And
you turn off your DVD of Ant Week.
And I would watch Ant Week for at least a day.
Why wouldn't you?
But here's what they've done with Shark Week. Discovery has thought it was a good idea to come up to modern times and allow tweets to be posted at the bottom.
What do sharks have to say?
And they're the worst.
I'm hungry.
No, this is really hard with fins.
Human
Why
beings.
Is the cameraman here?
The human beings are tweeting, not the sharks, Mike.
I don't like the idea of that.
It's awful, Mike. It's really, really. Tyler, have you seen any of the Shark Week?
I actually don't really watch Shark Week.
It's like one of the tweets was this. It said,
that said, shark, what is this, Anderson Calvin?
A 4,000-pound shark eats whatever he wants, like a boss. Hashtag Shark Week.
God.
That was like one of the better ones.
Oh, God.
So I'm trying to enjoy my majestic sharks breaching and eating and doing their thing and being non-human and non-annoying, and I couldn't help it. My eye kept gravitating towards the fucking tweets. And
it's just
because
you were sending them in and they weren't showing any of your tweets, right?
I was not sending any tweets. I kept waiting for one from Diana, though. I thought I'd see one. No.
These man-eaters make my socks roll up and down.
You guys don't help.
Are cordially invited down to Lowry's. All of a sudden you see the police out there with tape. A couple of sharks waddled in the front door.
Hey, what have you guys been doing? What have you been up to? What's the haps?
Hey, speaking of reality shows, I watched about 6 episodes in a row of this Gordon Ramsay show where he goes into a restaurant.
He has like 7 shows. Which
okay,
one?
Well, this one is he goes to a restaurant that's lost a ton of business, and he's going to try
Kitchen
to fix
nightmares.
The problem. Yes.
Fuck
and guess
you,
what?
You fucking fucks.
Anybody that owns a restaurant that lets him come in, you're making a horrible error in judgment, because all he does is come in and he just demeans the staff to the point where it's almost looks like it's going to be a fist fight. Mm-hmm. And he talks about how shitty it is, and then he talks about how filthy it is and how gross the food is.
To be fair,
and then
it's usually really filthy and really gross.
No, but if you're thinking,
I've seen every episode.
Now, the first episode, he just splits and he comes back to check on him 2 weeks later. Nothing's changed.
What? This is a different show. This is not.
The first episode, that little English restaurant, he's got the cook that's like an egomaniac, but he has never done anything. And there's mold on
the
food. The
whole point of the show is that he then helps them. And like, he helps them hire new chefs.
The main thing
that
he does, other than clean the kitchen and get a better menu that's more simpler and more spot on and more cost effective, is he does like a total makeover of the entire restaurant. So it's like interior design redesign as well.
Maybe I'm watching the first season because I'm 4 in and he hasn't redesigned anything.
And here's what Jillian
and I like to do. He bitched on the paint of an outside of a building.
Are you watching the British version or the American one?
The British version, he's supposed to be a lot nicer.
He's so much nicer. He's like, you're like, oh. Oh, I want to go hang out with him.
It's obviously the British version because the whole thing's been taking place in England, but he's not nice at all. He uses the word fuck.
Well, then you need to watch
85
him.
Times
you need
an
to
episode.
Watch him. Yeah, but he uses fuck in a nice way.
Yeah, right.
And then here's the thing that I don't like about the show. First of all, it's sensationalistic.
Well, why are you watching so many of them?
Well, because I like him now.
I love him.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. And
he should go in podcast nightmares.
Oh, God. He's
Can you imagine
this
coming
is
in
rubbish.
Here?
This is
you piece of shit. You too, and behind the glass, you cocksucker.
It's not good enough.
So at the end of the last episode I watched this evening, they did like an in memoriam thing, which wasn't. They're like, Peter Wilson left the Chateau Le Vaudet, for another restaurant.
Sorry, I didn't catch the name.
No, but they do this sad thing at the end, like on the screen, the text, as if someone died or was a rock doc. You know, he died shortly thereafter. We finished filming. There's big computer problems in here because
let the computers go.
This needs to be our new thing. Mike reviews reality shows because I don't think he has any grasp of what
none.
This one's a piece of shit.
Hey, can we just put the phone?
Yeah,
down,
I am. I was trying to get a Ustream. I was trying to get a Ustream connection.
I feel like I'm talking to a 14-year-old. These goddamn kids on their goddamn internets.
I have a boner.
Apples.
What's this thing in my pants?
You and your internet apples.
Apple internets. God damn it! All right, should we have Mike and Diana come in here to? Max and
Diana.
Well,
Mike's already in there, so.
Max and Diana come in here to save the pool.
Yeah, bring him in.
Little
can I
ditty
tell you
about Max and Diane.
Tyler, don't do that again. That was the worst one ever. Krista Bomb 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 comes in. She's like, oh my God, today at work, Doug, epic fail. Let me tell you.
Oh no, really?
I wanted to fucking jump out the window. Tyler, there's not a window in here.
I'm going to start saying that.
But I wanted to actually build a window so I could jump out of it.
Ask me a question.
I wanted to install one. Hey, Max.
Right here. Come on in, buddy. Ask me a simple question.
Where'd you buy your shoes, Mike?
New tweet.
What?
That's how I'm going to start every sentence.
I don't understand.
New tweet.
I don't understand.
What's on your mind?
What is tweet?
What is happening? Boss mode, sharks.
What is podcast?
Hey, let me tell you what happened yesterday.
Boom. Boom.
I
sit down.
I went to Disneyland, and on the way out, I stopped by this store that only sells flip-flops because I wanted some new ones because these ones are too big, and they're flopping around,
okay.
flopping around on my feet.
Mike has flip-flops.
Maybe and so these were $50 on sale. They're comfortable, but I wanted some new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked into the store called Sandusk. That's all they sell are flip-flops, one brand.
And they're only open from 5:30 to 6?
No. So I saw the ones in the picture. Those are the ones I wanted. I walked around the store for 10 minutes, couldn't find them, ended up picking up another pair. The woman goes, did you try them on? I said, no. She goes, you really should go back and try them on first. I went, I don't try shoes on. I left. They were $44. I got home. Guess what doesn't fit?
What?
Those flip-flops. So then I was so pissed off, I went on to Zappos.com, and I bought a pair of flip-flops that cost $160.
Mike, I don't think you're allowed to be mad when you're the I-don't-try-shoes-on guy.
Yeah, when these fuckers... Yeah, the girl's like, you should try them. I'm like, nope.
I was...
Why not?
You know what? I didn't feel like it.
Okay.
I was on an island once, and I was trying to be laid back, and I wanted to wear a flip-flop, so I bought my first pair of flip-flops. They're that horrible kind with that come
Jillian's,
over the ankle.
Jillian's back is not an island.
That stinks.
This is like 10 years ago. That was a crude joke, and I wish they would take it back. Take it
Sorry,
back.
Sorry, I take it back.
Take it back.
Are we allowed to do that? We get out of it
and I was
by
like,
taking it back?
Here's how uncomfortable and at making myself try to be relaxed and comfortable. Like it was... The shoes obviously didn't fit. My feet didn't know what to do with sandals. So, like, it was rubbing, like, my ankle raw.
Oh, yeah.
Forced myself to wear them all fucking week long. It was bleeding. And I'm like, no, I'm going to be comfortable, and I'm going to be a laid-back guy that wears sandals. I'm going to.
That make you bleed.
They're bleeding. Raw and bleeding.
The irony. Yeah.
I bought expensive dress shoes on my way from San Diego to Irvine one time because I needed them right then. Mm-hmm. And I liked them a lot. I still have. No, I don't have. Yeah, I do. I have them, but they're a bigger size. And I just bought them off the shelf. And at the time, they were really, really expensive. It was like $250.
Why do you love to talk about
cheaper
how much
than
you
your
spent,
tie?
Spent
yeah,
on
cheaper
clothes.
Than my tux. Yeah. But
speaking of which, Max is wearing a tux right now. The undergarments
nice.
Of a tux.
Yeah.
Right.
Were you wearing that anyway?
Get on that.
He's wearing the tux skivvies.
It's not really a tux, but it's in theory.
It's a
could
tux.
Be
yeah. In theory.
It's got the pinstripe down the side.
It's
of the pants.
They're pretty great.
You got to talk
they're
into that.
They're totally tux pants.
Yeah, they're velvety pants.
And he's got on suspenders.
Suspenders, yes.
It's pretty dope, ladies.
I like that you tricked him into thinking that if he comes out of the after disaster, he's got to wear a tux.
There was
something where we were supposed to show up a black tie. I negated that.
Uh-huh. To come here. Oh, look at that.
Aww.
To come here. Oh, is that true, really?
That's a lie.
What was it?
It's a private thing down – it's at this little French
place. It's getting
place
more
in
suspicious
Los Angeles.
As you go on.
Yeah, now it's you go and it's a private – it's a secret party. It's a secret party in Los Angeles.
Not secret anymore.
Tell us really talk about it. It's not.
Is it a rave? Or did you need to bring a raw egg with the number 4 on it to get in?
You remember that?
A raw egg?
From 90.
90210. That was
yes!
the story.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Really?
That was the first time Brandon ever did drugs because Emily Valentine drugged him.
Okay.
Right. Okay, real quick. So the shoes were very expensive for me, especially at the time.
I didn't feel like that story was
Mike's
over.
Mike's got a
finish
his shoe story.
I put them on out of that shoe store.
I put them on in the car driving to Irvine, and I realized about 20 minutes in they're not comfortable. I got off. In Mission Viejo, and I went for
Who
a
hasn't
run
got
in
off
my new
Mission
dress.
Viejo.
I was going to joke
know what
and
I mean?
Say he went jogging.
I went
them.
For a
I was
run
joke.
In the
oh, no.
in the grass to try to stretch them out. I realized they're
Were
not going to stretch
when
out.
You're doing that?
Yes,
I know that
because
feeling.
I didn't have any money to spend on shoes, and I spent $250 on these. And so I went back to the store I bought them at, and I tried to return them. And the guy goes, "You already wore them," and I just said, "No, I didn't." And he's like, yes, you did. And I went, no, I didn't. And they were covered in grass, and the soles were ripped up because I ran up and down the sidewalk for probably 5 minutes. And I just stood my ground, and I was and I never returned anything. And he gave me a size larger, and I left like, oh, I'm never going back to that place.
You didn't tell the truth?
And now you
No,
weren't
it's
there.
Not a lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Diana, did the tweets on Shark Week ruin you as well? Or
okay,
you
there were
too positive?
Yeah. Oh, there was one that really pissed me off. It was like doing the some pun on the Gautier song,
I
some Mako
that.
that I used to know, and I tweeted back Shark Week. I was like, "Look, you guys, we're going too far.
Yeah.
We've gone too far." And Shark Week,
nothing.
Yeah, thank you. And Shark Week and I used to like be kind of Twitter friends, and then from that moment on,
did they stop?
Yeah, cancel,
we were
man.
No longer chums.
Hey, Shark by the way,
ah, chums.
It's good. It's good.
Thank you. Thank you. But you guys, I have Shark Week presents for you.
Aww.
Yeah, I know you don't like presents, but you're gonna like it. Okay, so Anderson, you're first because you're across from me. I know you already had one.
Part two.
Yep. Part two.
My. And, what they can mate.
You oh yeah, and what you can do is they can fight too if you want. You know,
I
whatever you want.
I have a brand new flying shark.
Is that
yeah, that shark is awesome.
Fight. Is that a floating shark?
Check out what I got, Tyler. Yeah. Jealous again?
Yeah.
This is the third time you haven't gotten.
This is the third time.
Yeah.
Third time.
Okay, and then this is for my Carano because he likes guns. It's a shark gun.
It's a pretty great gun.
It blows bubbles. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was for hunting sharks.
Wow.
I was like,
no.
Very similar to colors.
Yeah, it takes a minute to get going. I tested it out for
him.
Yeah.
Oh, holy.
And then and
just
then
like a shark.
Yeah, and then tie-dye.
I love it. Thank
you. We have to bring that back and do video games.
Tie-dye. You've got the 25th anniversary special.
You always get the DVD.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just wanted to make sure you were up to date.
Oh, you're so sweet, Diane. Yeah. Why are you so goddamn sweet?
Oh, you are.
You're so goddamn sweet.
Oh, thanks. I just wanted to make sure that Shark Week was properly celebrated.
I learned on Shark Week that at JuicyGirl10 wrote in, I think sharks are magnificent, majestic creatures that should not be overfished. Hashtag Shark Week. And I thought... She really made me think, you know. Thank God for that tag and that tweet. Thank God it brought it all together for me.
No shark
Diana,
fitting. Yeah.
I got you something too.
That's
Mike just
beautiful.
Drew a 4-year-old version of a shark.
Frame it.
As always, 4-year-old wrote.
Frame it.
Yeah. There's
I almost had
even draws underage sharks.
I was actually thinking something worse. I wonder
shark
if a pedophile has ever drawn like
braces?
Little kid pictures just to feel like little kids were around him during his yeah.
Oh,
do you want to hear? Do you want to hear the worst thing that happened to me at Disneyland?
Absolutely.
Please.
I made a tweet about
was this today.
I made a tweet about penises that wasn't even very funny. And then as I'm walking through the park, I go through like the two families merging, all little kids, and I'm going, Siri, what is the plural for penis? And I did it twice because I knew this. My spelling wasn't right. I'm like, I gotta figure this out.
Oh my gosh.
That's great, Mike. Fantastic.
That is not Disneyland language, friend.
It's not. I've been told to stop swearing many times.
Once by me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sorry.
Disneyland nightmares.
I know.
Were you there with him?
I was going to say it's almost everyone I go with.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I always encourage my friends to use their Disneyland language when we're at Disneyland.
Hey, kids, suck my car.
I shouldn't be laughing at that, but I am
anyway. Mike's got a snort. He's got one. We're having a competition
when
again
you
tonight.
Wish upon
competition.
My balls.
Have you seen the Disneyland confessions? The Disney confessions of an employee. It's on the internet right now.
No,
oh, where they take the head
that.
Off?
No. So there's this guy, and he confesses. He's all, "Look, I used to work at Disneyland. There's all this stuff." So first off, if you notice, they used to call him. God, what was it? Like the subliminal mouth. There's something like...
Oh, Hidden Mickeys are you talking about?
Hidden Mickeys. Yeah. They switched Hidden Mickeys because it
what
sounded less, you know, nefarious than like we, you know, subliminally
what is
hypnotize
Mickey's?
You with. So everything
oh,
has...
Oh, it's like Little Mickeys.
You see... Yeah, no, like I can imagine like the first guy that was working there and he's just also like I... There's Mickey's everywhere, man. There's like the little – they put the little – the ears, they're everywhere. Like,
but there are. I've
no,
seen
they
them.
Still
like
do
the popcorn?
It. No, it's a fact.
These are actually
like,
hidden ones.
They're like 4,200 extra Mickey's
but they're not,
a day.
But they're not hidden. They tell you. Like when I
Let's
walk into Cars
and
Land,
go find all
the woman
them.
Goes, you want to see where – you want to see some – Yeah, but the woman who worked there went, you want to see some hidden Mickey's. And there's a big rusted thing in front of one of the shops in Cars Land. There's a Mickey in the rust, and I was like,
"Oh, that's brand new." Wait, but you know, every single movie, Disney movie, has a hidden Mickey in it as well. Even Tron.
What?
A lot of those.
Even Tron, the original Tron,
you know,
has
a lot
hidden
of
Mickey.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Look it up on YouTube. Kids.
Spielberg.
That's my fact. That's my fact. I brought my random fact. You got one?
Spielberg and George Lucas switch characters all the time in
the
movies.
Just,
like in E.T., he had them playing with Star Wars characters, and in Star Wars, there's a little R2-D2. I mean, in
Yes, there was a little R2-D2 in
Star Wars. A little R2-D2 underneath the ship.
Keeping the Empire alive. Empires and their own empires. I'm
porn
not talking about
porn
fucking
stars do that too when they do tributes to other porn stars.
Do they?
Yeah.
They always have like Johnny's jizz on their
on their toe. Normally I jizz in the stomach, but I'm going to flip her
porn
over and jizz on her butt crack like my hero does.
No, they don't really.
Wait, you guys, guys. We just passed a moment that we should commemorate. Tyler just used the porn drop while we were talking about porn.
Yeah.
Properly.
High five.
Oh, yay! Man. Holy shit. High fives all around.
Tie.
Okay, should we talk
about
things that are depressing me greatly about this show, or should we talk about good old days with Max? Because I've been saving a story that
we'll
happened.
Talk about Max in a moment.
Let's not talk about any Max stories while he's here.
First thing I'd like to address is
I'm afraid Max is not going to be able to remember the stories, and I'm going to just look like I'm lying. Max stars in one of my first little student films that I did too, which I will be, which he was very good in, by the way.
That was the naked one, right?
Jillian still says
amazing.
That it's her favorite of
were
all
really
my
naked?
Little shorts.
I don't know. I might have been naked. I did.
Believe it or not,
I made a short about myself. I know that's hard to believe, but it was about my angst. It was to get into the film program, and we each had to submit a 7-minute
movie. You couldn't just star in your own movie?
Well, I didn't really want to be in it, but it was about my own trials and tribulations of film school thus far, and it was all about how much I hated film school. I actually serendipitously shot my professor with 16mm. He had no idea, and I put him in it.
He didn't hear that machine going off?
I had it in class. And
what are you doing?
Like, there's no film in that, is there? Hey, if you're going to marry Jillian and I, you must get our last names right. You must. Cohen. Cowan.
Hey. Speaking of the wedding, I know it's Cowan. Oh, did I just
so
say
demanding.
Cohen?
Here comes the he can't come.
Speaking of the wedding, oh no. What?
Here's the thing.
Oh, God.
I'm fine with this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's happening? Every time you bring this up, my heart fucking goes.
I'm fine with this.
All right.
But I got to say, I was looking at a map of where the bachelor party is, and it's like 10 miles outside of Palm Springs.
Well, yeah, it's Desert Springs.
Okay.
Oh.
I thought no one knew that. I was like.
It's like Palm Springs area.
Oh, I was hoping you'd go to the Salton Sea. For real.
Not going to the Salton Sea. We've been
what do you
Salton
mean
Sea.
For real?
Yeah, we've been there for
we've
real.
There. Yeah, we
bite
have
your tongue, devil woman.
Okay.
No one badmouths the Salton Sea on my watch.
Wait, it's still the desert. It's just
no, that's
adjacent.
Fine. I thought it was going to be like.
Like on the strip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't care about the strip.
It's like it's own thing. It's like the type of place you can park and never have to leave the entire weekend.
I don't care about the strip where I bought a $50 bathing suit that doesn't fit because I wouldn't try it on.
And then you went and rolled around the grass.
Would you buy one piece?
Rolled around in the grass hoping it would fit afterwards and then took it back.
I did that for fun. Yeah, it did fit once I got a boner from rolling around the grass.
Mike's one of those guys that would buy one of the like Olympic hardcore like Michael Phelps swimming jersey things. That one that like goes over your shoulders and like stops above the knees.
Wait, no, I'm not talking about.
What's he talking?
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
you would. You'd be like, I should try one of those. Maybe I'd be fast at swimming.
I can see him thinking that, but he would. I probably would be.
See, I'm already planting the seeds in his mind.
Yeah, he was actually looking to the sky just now, thinking.
Mike,
about
you have 4 years. You could be in the Olympics in Rio.
I think I'll start by shaving my chest tonight.
I can't wait.
Go to Ustream, people, tonight at 3 in the morning.
That's a good way to win swimming events, is you shave all your pubes, but you leave them in your bathing suit, and when you take off, there's just a sea of pubes behind you.
Oh,
and everyone else gets so grossed out.
You're like the James Bond body.
Yes, that is a good
like
way
a
of winning.
Screen.
Correct.
Oh. It's like a smoke screen.
You know what I kind of wanted to do? Because everybody gets so fucking jaded over like the Olympics. Like you watch them and you're all, you know what? That guy that came in like sixth place, like what the fuck's his problem?
Right.
He's only sixth best in the world. What an asshole.
No, seriously. So I always kind of wanted to put like one regular guy in every event.
Just
to be
show?
One regular guy in every event just so like you see that
the
these
medium.
Are literally the greatest effing athletes.
You know
in
what?
The planet, right. And that even if you come in last,
the guy with no legs just flies
yeah.
by.
Yeah, no, he's way even, better than you or anyone you've ever met at anything.
I love that idea, right? But I like it even better if you get regular guy that tries.
Yeah, like, definitely regular guy.
You want a guy
that's
run marathons, and he thinks he has a slight chance.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the IT guy for the hurdles where he's checking his messages, and he's just all, hold on. Hold on.
I like everything about the idea, including the public humiliation of the loser. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's like the average.
Oh, you know what the worst one is? Average guy in boxing.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
That's going to be ugly.
That would be dangerous, yeah.
Ugh.
Judo.
I would actually.
Judo.
Oh, wait. Women's judo.
Wait, the weightlifting over the head.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, gymnastics.
And now
the pummel horse. This is getting better and better. This is a pretty good one.
Wait, the biathlon where they ski and shoot with
the high jumper. He just jumps in.
It's pretty much like every sport is dangerous as fuck, except for the one where they push with the broom. They push that puck along.
Curling, but that's not really a sport.
Ping pong would be fun.
It'd be okay.
Oh, man. I'd love to see the dude lift that weight up and every fucking piece of his spine just collapses like dominoes. And he's in a wheelchair for the next Olympics. They make him compete again the next year, next 4 years.
Now you're in the Special Olympics, bitch.
The Paralympics. Oh, no. It's the Paralympics.
How are the Paralympics going? We're like one of the only countries that doesn't put that on TV, apparently. We're like one of the only countries. I heard that from some guy on the radio.
We don't even put all the sports on.
Well, maybe
all you see is
a lot of
gymnastics.
Yeah, they didn't even have boxing. The Paralympics. Yeah, I saw some chicks boxing.
Really?
Yeah,
that was in the crowd.
Was it foxy boxing or just regular boxing?
It was in the ring, guys. It was in the ring.
Okay.
But no, like my favorite thing, where the little Korean girl that was the fencer, and like she totally got humiliated, and
I missed that.
She tried to stab herself in the stomach with the fencing.
Did she?
She tried
to play Harry Carey.
Then she's more humiliated.
I heard a story about a guy who apparently went. He did had some bad times. Didn't go over well for him, and then. Like one thing led to another, and then he was an Olympic athlete, and he ended up like sleeping on a fucking park bench out there. You didn't hear about this guy. I was hoping somebody could fill in the gaps.
There's a lot of gaps in that story.
I might be able to fill in the gaps on this story.
Okay.
One of the women that worked in my office, who was the founder of the Improv's assistant, who had worked for him for 40 years, she died recently, 93 years old.
This is hilarious.
Guess what her name was? Fran Cohen, not Cowan. Fran Cohen, and I loved her, and she was a burlesque dancer in the 20s and 30s, and she,
awesome,
up into her 90s, would drink martinis and get hammered and try to tell me these provocative stories, and she was just a huge flirt, and she was fantastic. Her son,
she's 93, Mike,
was an Olympic ping pong player, mm-hmm, and he was very famous. He was on the cover of Time magazine because he was a hippie, mm-hmm, and he was openly talked about smoking weed and stuff, and he was the only guy that did it back then.
Did he have long hair while he was
ping
ponging?
Yes.
Didn't it get in the way?
And I think about 5 years ago, he killed himself. But he was on the cover of Time, and they flew her to every single Olympic Games, first class. She had a limo at her disposal, everything. People worshipped him. Mm-hmm. And his last name was Cohen, but I don't remember his first name.
I think you said Cowan a moment ago.
Wait, did they?
Your Cowan.
Did they test him?
You said
for
Frank Cowan.
For the
I don't think so. He basically was an Olympic rebel. He basically just said F you to everything. But he was so good at ping pong.
How does this?
He's a ping pong.
I thought that's who you were talking about.
No, it was this Olympics. That's another story.
You know what? That's something they keep kicking people out for smoking pot.
Yeah.
I would think they would let pot smokers in and say, "Well,
it's almost a handicap."
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Almost a handicap. Yeah.
If you're ping ponging, you need fast reflexes.
What's happening? Hey, the other thing is, I thought it was him because he did become homeless.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, he
had schizophrenia.
I heard it on the sports show today, and I was half paying attention. And then when I heard like how it ended up with him sleeping on the bench,
hey,
I'm like, I wish I knew more about that.
What's happening over there?
The cleaning crew's here, and we usually don't let them in. And I'm like, why don't we just let them in? What the fuck? It's the after.
Because it was weird that she walked behind that cardboard wall.
Oh,
she knew that's where.
Did you think she was
a
stripper?
No, I thought she was like.
That would be amazing.
Thought there was like a briefcase back there with a gun in it. You didn't want to tell me.
Come on, really?
I'm just like, blah 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 blah, bam bam.
That would be a really
I think
exciting
she was a stripper.
Show.
Yeah. We are getting close to the bachelor party.
It's true. Bachelor party's going to be really tame, guys. I hope you know that.
Good.
Are you serious?
That's the way I like
Thank
it.
God.
Mellow and tame.
That's the way I like it.
I have high blood pressure.
We'll talk more about the bachelor party.
Cut to, we all come
out
of it without wanting to ever speak of the sweet homosexual love that happened the night.
And I know this has happened.
This will be
weddings.
My first bachelor party.
Really?
By the way.
For serious? Max
only has girlfriends. Max doesn't really have dude friends. He has Steve, me, and chicks.
This is only going to be my second. The first one was.
They're all girls,
stupid.
Right?
He's very likable.
He lives with like
ladies.
Two models right now. Oh, he's Jack.
No, no, no,
he's
no,
Jack
no.
Tripper.
And that one model, one stylist.
Right, the stylist
she's a costume
is
designer. She's
as attractive as
designer.
The model.
Yeah.
She's a very beautiful.
Yeah. He lives with beautiful ladies. He always has. Oh, Max is the guy that used to live with this fucking succubus. I'm not going to name names, but I'm the one who kind of introduced him to her, and I feel bad. But Max moved into her apartment. There's nothing. It was platonic.
Uh huh.
And then Max's girlfriend, we took advantage of this poor girl. She was a nice girl. She's one of those givers.
She wanted me in the. So I started
hanging out with this girl. Then Max started hanging out. Then Max moved in. He was like living in the back room. And then Max's girlfriend moved in. And then we were always like over there just having parties and
drinking
at
this
house.
Place?
This is like Simi Valley. And then I went over there and Max. I guess that the girl that had the apartment was always trying to sleep with Max and his girlfriend.
Oh, dear.
So Max erected a fucking tent to sleep in their living room.
Oh, I'm erecting a tent
this
right now,
college.
Buddy.
So Max was living in the tent with his girlfriend in this girl's living room, and he had a fucking lock on the zipper.
It was not in the living room.
It was in the living room.
No, the bed was in the living room.
Because she had the episode where she put all of her stuff in one corner with stickers on it and all of the other chick's stuff in the other corner. Remember, the entire house had sections?
What the hell?
That's when, seriously.
But no,
every single thing, like lamps were leaning up against the wall with like a little green sticker on it. That's hers. That over there, it was crazy.
How long did you live in the tent?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This was like a month for a summer back in college.
Wow.
Yeah. You lived in a tent for a month?
Yeah, well,
By choice?
And then that same place.
Okay. With a couple
no one
girls.
Joking.
You know what,
no
you,
joking.
You know what she should have done?
Just asking.
Should have kicked the door open one day and thrown a baby bear in there.
Look out!
Just to clean up.
Like it's a campsite.
That same place, the ex-boyfriend, who was very jaded and angry because we came into his... Very, he became a very good friend of mine, but he was the ex-boyfriend. He and his new girlfriend came into that house, that apartment, had sex all over the place, and took Polaroid pictures of it.
Oh,
and left the pictures for the girl to find. While you were living there.
Maybe that's why I was in the tent.
You know, you can't do something like that in the age of the internet because she could humiliate you right back.
They were Polaroids.
This was like the summer of 95.
I think it was 95.
It was summer of 95.
It was a good time.
That sounds like that rumor where you come back from vacation and you find a picture of your toothbrush up someone's butt.
Yeah.
Wait.
Is it a rumor? Is it an old wives' tale?
What rumor is this?
So you don't find family came back from vacation and they were home for 2 days and the dad opens the dresser drawer and there's a Polaroid in there of his toothbrush up someone's butt.
Oh my God.
Why are you having such an adverse reaction to that?
You know, it's not pleasant. I did something really bad with the toothbrush once.
Oh my God. What is going on right now?
Tyler. It's not sexy though. Okay. So I'd caught my...
Is it going to be like you killed a baby bird or something?
Oh God, no.
I caught my
ex-boyfriend cheating on me and, you know, walked right in on it. And he did that whole
You walked in on what? I'm sorry.
I walked in on my ex-boyfriend cheating on me.
With a toothbrush?
No. With a neighbor on the Pilates machine.
It is kind of like Pilates
machine.
Yeah.
Was it your Pilates machine?
No, I bought it for him. So.
Honey, oh, you bought it for him.
It's not what you think.
Anywho, yeah, he did that. It's not what you think. And I was like... Seriously?
But you're naked.
Like, yeah, anyway, so I got
Wait, you're not playing Twister? Oh, it is what you think.
Come on.
That's why I only have sex with my penis sticking out of the zipper of my shorts.
So I got right out of there. I wasn't feeling super happy about that.
Always shorts.
But I came back when he wasn't there to, like, you know, get my stuff and just get, you know, out of Dodge. And I was feeling like I had to just do something vengeful. So I scrubbed the toilet with his toothbrush.
Yeah, that's bad. That's not good.
No.
That's
a pretty traditional one.
Really?
It's fairly traditional.
Yeah.
Really?
I gotta say
it was so creative.
He probably just threw his toothbrush away right away.
It was evil. I don't mean offense by this, but did you just stick it in, or did you actually clean the toilet?
Yeah,
because that's too much work then. Now you did him a favor.
Dude, wouldn't he be able to tell?
Yeah, he's
going to notice. My toilet's so shiny and spotless.
Guys never clean their toilets. Yeah, no. Wait.
Fine.
No, I clean my toilet. I just pee. You like pee in circles and you know you like get the grime
absolutely.
To go down.
I drink a lot of soap and then I... Yep, it's a sacrifice I make.
Bachelor party. You know this has happened.
Oh, sweet.
It's not going to happen with us, but you know it has happened where guys go out on a bachelor party. Things go so wrong, so poorly,
we kill
so
a
bad.
Someone kills a hooker.
The
like
wedding
really
happens.
Really bad things.
The wedding,
yeah,
very
bad
things. Great Pete Berg movie. Peter Berg.
Wait, hold on.
I love very bad things.
Respectfully
disagree. Get out.
Best man's a lawyer. No problem.
No problem. Nope. It's not the direction I'm going in, though, Max. But yes, the best man's a lawyer. So we're in good shape if anything does bad happen. But 3-4 weeks later, the wedding occurs, and things went so horribly wrong that none of his groomsmen
showed up.
And how do you explain that to the wife?
Yeah.
How do you explain that to your wife to be? She's standing there with her five bridesmaids, and you're just like, none of my guys back me anymore.
Oh, dear.
You know what's happened. It must have happened.
Yeah.
I mean, how would that – I mean, what
Tell me what would so constitute bad,
that? I mean, what would happen? What would go down? What? Give me a scenario.
The groom.
Give me a scenario.
They got six hookers, and he banged all of them himself right, and okay. kept them to himself.
In like the big locked the big room. Yeah, everybody like sat out and played canasta.
Maybe he cried and started coming on to all of his friends because he was really gay and he didn't.
He came
he didn't
on all his really? Friends.
Yeah, he came on all his friends.
I gotta say that guy's got a lot of fucking energy because. Six people?
Five. All right.
Because after I have sex once, I'm just like. Ugh.
Mike, doesn't your penis get ripped on your zipper if you're always just sticking it out of your little hole?
It hurts. Like I've got a sheath.
My dad told me that he did that once when he was a kid and he had a scar.
Had sex with six women?
And I still get terrified whenever I pee.
Through his zipper?
He zipped up real fast and zipped his peen.
He's like, that's it, ladies. I'm done. There's too many of you.
He was peeing. He wasn't having sex.
Was he cleaning the toilet bowl with his pee?
Before Something About Mary.
You know what? The guys do that, though. You zip your zipper up too hard. Like, you don't do it gently. Because when I brush my teeth.
What do you mean the guys do that? I'll tell you what the guys do.
You know what I do? You know what the guys do?
You know the guys are up here these days.
My dentist asked me how hard I brush my teeth. He goes, you've worn two of your teeth down considerably. He goes, and I know it's from brushing too hard.
Brush up.
I brush my teeth so hard that I've stabbed myself in the cheek and blood came out of my cheek.
Oh, geez.
And I'm not kidding you. Like, I've been like, oh! And it's more than a few times that's happened throughout the last 10 or 15 years. And I find myself, I'm like, I'm taking anger out.
Well, your anger brushing?
Yeah. But no, I don't have any anger.
Don't hate brush, Mike. Do not hate brush.
I hate brush. That makeup brush is good, though.
I almost forgot to thank all of our – we have the nicest fucking listeners. We really do. So many of you guys have emailed me or sent me tweets, mostly the emails through AndersonCowan.com, giving me great ideas on ways to ship the goddamn mugs, which there's been no progress. I'm sorry. There's going to be progress, but there's been no progress because I kind of lost steam when I realized we're going to get mugs, Max, and we're each going to paint on the mugs after disaster, and we're going to sell the mugs.
Oh, Mike, did you not listen to last week's episode, Max?
Come on, Max. Come on.
I drink.
Max has been on the show before, so it's old hat for him. We've never aired that show, but Max and I came down here one night and shot the shit for about an hour.
Wow. You're trying out some replacements, huh?
I did.
You're calling that the show?
Yeah, that was the show. That hard, I called it the after disaster.
Did you call it the aft?
But
it was about a pint and a half of rum.
There were some ideas. Like we could call it a business and get like a business rate. We could talk to our friends in FedEx.
Fucking the post office.
Apparently, I don't know. Hashmere has some good ideas. Misty gave
business
me some good
rate
ideas.
For you guys.
A lot of people are good. So thank you very much for that. But there'll be. I swear to God, that's one of my goals. We're going to get fucking mugs before my wedding. We're going to do something with mugs. All right.
Yeah.
Or shirts. Something.
Or shirts. Something. Mugs. Yeah.
I have something to talk to you about after the show in regards to selling something too.
No one wants your old penis hooks.
Oh, dear.
Well, okay, what? Cool. We'll do.
I've got about 40 penis sheaths I want to unload.
I don't even want to get on a depressing
unload.
Road anymore.
Wait, I've got a happy question for everybody.
Okay.
Okay, I've been thinking about TV
a lot. Television.
Yeah, I love TV. And I was thinking about like television characters. And, you know, every once in a while you'll watch a TV show and be like, oh, I kind of relate to that.
Like He-Man. Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, I was going to ask all of you guys, who is your favorite television character of all time, and who do you most relate to?
Jack Tripper.
Oh,
without a doubt.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent choice.
It's a good one, man.
Can you elaborate why?
I grew up with him being my only really older role model.
Okay. Excellent
choice.
Honestly,
yeah, because I was the oldest of four, and I never really saw eye to eye with my dad. Okay. So, and I watched Three's Company every goddamn day.
I loved
it. And Jack was the best.
Yeah. I shot his kid.
Why would you do
Why?
That?
Why? What happened? What was he doing? Was it breaking in?
Did he withdraw first? Was it self-defense?
Camera, with the camera, we shot his kid.
What are you, LL
Wait,
Cool
he
J?
He looks just like...
Ritter, yeah. He's one of the greatest guys ever.
He's such a good actor.
Just like his dad.
I know.
We're trying to get him on the film vault. I think we're going to get him on the film vault soon.
That would be epic.
He did a thing with... who was the guy that was the...
Fred Durst. Yeah, he did a movie. It's a really good... Education of Charlie Banks. A really good fucking movie. Underrated. I love that movie.
I shot their whole like interview. I hung out. Fred Durst did a Max rap. Oh, yeah. No.
Fred Durst did a what?
Did a Max rap.
What is that?
I have that on.
What is a Max rap?
You rapped about Max.
He did an improv. He did an improvisational.
That is terrible.
About
you should never say that.
You know what? I thought it was.
Hey Max, you got to keep rolling.
Take it to the max, Max.
You're freaking me out. You're on Max.
He's playing jumping jacks. His name is Max. Who's that? Butt cracks, Max. I don't know. I can't rap.
You're freaking me out. You wear a Max.
I did it all for the Max. The Max. Like. Fred, you're not even trying.
Let me see your car facts.
Fred was a co-host on Loveline for about a week when soon after Carolla left. It was just he and Drew and And I remember well. I have a really good impersonation.
Wait, I thought of the
Can
worst.
Can I hear it?
I thought of the worst line for the song. I cross the street when I see blacks.
What is going on?
Oh no!
What is happening
now?
I'm just rapping.
Okay. Oh, tell us your dirt.
My name is Max. I cross the street when I see blacks.
No.
Is that where you were trying to go?
That's what I said.
No.
I wasn't. I was singing it to you. It was my tribute to you. It wasn't implying that was
Max,
your...
do you remember when we went to Vegas together? I think we went a few times.
Casino.
We went. We spent like 3 days in Vegas. We never had a place to stay. And I think I was maybe had two quarters in my pocket. Well, it was the poorest I'd ever been.
No, it's because we were spending all our money on...
Is that when you invented the don't talk to the strippers?
No, that was with Mickey.
Spending all our money on illicit... Oh, God, I remember this horrible liquor came out that was like basically cinnamon schnapps.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
I am familiar.
I love it, and I also love Fireball. Fireball's
you know
better
what's
than
not
Aftershock.
God, Aftershock. I love Fireball.
Coming out of your mouth four hours later?
Okay. That was a different time because we had a room that night. Remember, because the chick lost a $100 bill in the light. Remember that? And there was a big
because we were throwing money around. Yeah. We were literally jumping around.
She was like our mom. She gave
us
each $100 bill. And she's like, go gamble.
I love the idea that you went to Vegas at the most broke time in your life.
We used to go all the time when we were broke. Because
how'd you get gas?
That's where you go.
You get someone to drive you there. So there were like five of us in a Honda.
I wouldn't even know where to start with that.
1989.
Tyler?
We got so fucked up the night before, like you do in Vegas. But then remember the Aftershock, which was this horrible drink, cinnamon schnapps type stuff. And it has the crystals in it. And I don't know. I'm assuming it was probably Max's idea because Max always had the idea.
Did you want a fresh cinnamon breath?
No, Max is one of the few people I can never ever keep up with back in the day with drinking and just drugs and partying.
Whoa.
We lost. I'm not saying drugs.
Whoa.
We lost everything. We had nothing left to drink. Broke open the bottle, took out some of those fucking crystals, chopped them up and snorted them.
No, we did not.
Yes, we absolutely did.
Oh, my God.
We absolutely did. Now, we're driving home and the next day, and it was like Memorial Day or Labor Day, so like we were stuck in the worst traffic. You were sitting in the backseat.
With the girls.
In the hump.
Yeah.
On the hump in the middle. And I remember you had a fry.
It's like 120 degrees.
It took us 18 hours to get home. Oh. Maybe 12. But he had a burnt fry that was all like limp, and you just said, "I feel like this fry." And it summed up everything. And do you remember the tea tree oil broke?
No, because we didn't know. We didn't know. So we're driving along. We're in the worst traffic. We're in 12-hour Vegas traffic, and everyone's just looking at each other going, "What's that smell? You smell that? What is that awful smell?" And we figure we're driving along some kind of like sewage line. What it was is it was the combination of the liquor coming out of our skin, that hideous fucking peach schnapps, or not peach,
cinnamon
schnapps. Peach schnapps, that's a whole nother night. And so cinnamon schnapps coming, mixing with somebody had tea tree oil that it busted.
But tea tree oil smells good, though.
Not mixed with dirty cinnamon sweat.
It smells like, here's what I equated to it. It's a smell that I'll never, ever forget.
Open
I smell the fresh,
sewer.
Like three, you know, when you get back from Salton Sea and you can still remember the smell, like fresh.
All right, I'm not joking when I tell you this. If you want to smell my crotch right now, because I have this ball cream that has tea tree oil in it.
What?
If you can see Diana's face right now, it's priceless.
It's like that. It's like that. When you go running and stuff, it's like a lubricant so your balls don't scratch.
He's got big problems with his ball.
You've been running a lot, Mike?
There's no way that's real.
He must have giant balls because he's always talking about his balls being a problem.
But it's got tea tree oil in it.
All right, listen. We smelled like...
Hold on, I'm
going
to open my legs. You tell me.
Stop it. Smell it.
Have you heard about the guy, Big Elephantitis, and he carries around like a milk crate?
Yes.
The guy carries around a milk. They offered him.
Max's random fact.
They offered him, we'll take it down for you.
Nope.
Like he went on a show and they
said. And he said,
what
are you, nuts?
No, and he's just. Good one. And he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't have him reduced because that was his thing.
That's a weird thing. That's
a lack of money. That literally they were the size of what could we say? Very large globes.
It was like dragging around a baby like seal.
Small baby seals. Two baby seals.
It was attached to you.
In a leather.
She carried around a milk crate.
Can't be healthy.
We smelled like rotten fish rubbed with cinnamon. That's what the smell was, right? Isn't that pretty apt?
One. No, right there.
And I threw all those clothes away. Threw them away.
Oh, are you kidding?
How many people were in this Honda?
Five
of us. Anderson, me, and three.
Why'd you get to sit on the hump? Because you're tall.
I sat in the back. I was sandwiched between
Yeah, it was not good. It was awful. And then that was back when I was working at the home for mentally challenged adults. So I had to go straight to work with those clothes on.
That's right.
And for the first time ever, I was the worst smelling person at work. It was awful. We partied there too. Damn it.
Was it fun though?
We were drinking at. Oh, I shouldn't even admit this. I should never. Well, I used to do the overnight shift. So, and I didn't get paid. I was off the clock, but I had to stay there.
It was in like Malibu Canyon. It was in like Canaan.
What do you need?
I'm switching the mic.
Okay. What?
You switching the position? You coming over here?
Hey, it's getting sexy over here.
Yeah, so Max came by one. It was one night, Diana, right? But he brought some elephant beer, which you only have a couple elephant beers, and you're fucked up.
What's elephant beer?
I don't even know the name of it, but it's got elephants on it, and it's like 9% or 11%. It's heavy.
It was like a weird.
They still got them. I still see them. Elephant beer. Okay. I'm sure one of our
there's
listeners.
There's elephants on the front, and it's like 42%.
What about remember that Sam Adams? Remember that Sam Adams that came out with like 10 years ago? That was like
$500.
Yeah, maybe it was $500.
It was the Millennium beer.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember.
$2.50 a bottle is what it was.
Why is that necessary?
Now they got the King Tut beer. It's $55 a bottle. Okay. $55.
I'm way too cheap for this kind
of. But you know what? That high potency alcohol is really good. Like the Chimay's. I love those things.
Love a Chimay White.
Yeah, I like the red. Love it. Love it. But two of those tiny bottles, it's like drinking a six-pack of regular beer.
Sure. So the elephant beers, you brought them by, and I was officially off the clock, and they were all sleeping. Plus, I had a co-counselor, so I wasn't the only – I was not that bad where I would like get loaded.
It sounds like you do if you had a co-counselor.
Jesus, I remember that.
So Max came by, and we're having a couple drinks because also like the place – there was a creek up front. We get flooded in there, and I would get stuck in there for like 3 days for heavy rains. And
you're
I would
stuck
be
stuck in the
it'd
creek?
Be like, it'd be like an island. No, I'd be stuck at work. We couldn't get out of
someone throw me a
because
sandwich.
Of a giant creek, and I
it's
remember
got
I was
giant rubber
so
boots on.
It was up in Malibu. It was like Canaan Canyon.
We thought we were really smart by throwing the beer bottles and all of our.
Go back. You got stuck in a creek?
No, I got stuck on the other side of the creek. We park our cars and we couldn't get out because the creek would go over the bridge.
Shout out,
we'd be stuck at work for like 3 days.
Shout out to my creek Indians, by the way.
Couldn't walk out. We'd be stuck there waiting for the creek to go down.
Sounds like the start of a horror movie.
That sounds like a river there.
Here's what an addict I am. I was panicking mainly about cigarettes, and I came up with a plan, and I called my girlfriend at the time. I'm like, here's what you do. You take a couple packs of cigarettes.
Hey, Steve, it's Anderson.
In the bag with them, put a rope, and then you can throw them across the creek, and if they don't make it, you can pull them back. I had it like waterproofed out.
You
I was panicking.
MacGyver.
I do like that idea, but I love that you're taking credit for it. Like, that hasn't been in every movie since the 20s.
It was a real plan that I devised.
I had an idea. I built this thing called a grappling hook attached to a rope.
What
I
saying
threw up on the building and it caught on the
edge. I was walking her through it, Mike, because it was that important for me to get cigarettes. But here's the point. Here's the hilarity that where I'm going. Max and I, we drank, I don't know, a few beers. We did some stuff, and we're bad people. So what do you do? You throw your beer in the creek, so it just flies away.
You didn't do the Great Escape, like shake it out of your pant leg, like over by the creek, just let it drop out?
No, we just tossed it over our back because we were sitting right by the creek, and we were tossing behind us.
Like glitter bugs?
Yeah, like glitter bugs.
Yeah, but here's
I wasn't
the thing.
A good child.
No, here's the thing, though.
I had a heart of gold, and I loved those. Glitter I loved bugs. All the
if
guys.
You're
that
drinking, if you're drinking to the water and you want to throw your bottles in the water, just put notes inside of it.
Yeah,
and then you
cute.
Can say,
I
was just trying
cute.
To. Does spit count? Cigarette butts.
Then they open it up, and the notes just say, like,
fuck you,
up.
Copper. Fuck you, Johnny Law.
So here's the best part. I go to bed, and then I wake up at 6 a.m. Which I did because I could do it back then.
Did you
just
say 6A? That was the worst
who would ever
thing
say
you've
M?
Done.
Why did, let's drop the M, people.
Just like, you know, just like, I like to get up like 6A, get an early start on the day, you know?
I'm so glad
do
you called him on that tie-dye.
Do we need the wait till you meet Corey.
I thought the worst thing tonight. Corey. I thought the worst thing was the private Hollywood party at the French house.
Yeah, it was
then
dumb.
You did the, I get up at 6A, and now you're fine, Max. You're good to go.
So I get up at 6A to make them, I would make like 30 eggs in the morning. I would like make 30, a fucking omelet with 30 eggs. It was awesome. And
he's saying eggs with one G, by the way.
Max is like, you like slept somewhere. Like I smuggled you somewhere. Didn't you stay over? You were like sleeping, because you weren't allowed to be there. Because I was at work. Anyways.
Where would I have slept inside of like
I
the
had my own
mentally
room.
Challenged?
I had my own dorm room.
Wait, remember? Yeah. Max came up while you were being
oh,
a counselor?
Oh, Max is the guy who said, I need a girlfriend.
No, Max is not the guy who said, I need a girlfriend. That was a client, and he's trying to claim that, make a joke. So listen, I remember the best part is I woke up at 6 a.m., hungover, obviously, because we were partying
did
all
night. Did I pretend I was mentally challenged?
No, it's something trying to get to the simple little fucking tale at the end of it. So I walked down the hill, because I used to, my dorm room was up at the top, and I walked down the hill to the kitchen to make them breakfast, hungover, and It was like when the morning shift comes, where they're all responsible adults, and the people that ran the place would come after I'd be there, like at night. I'd make them dinner. I'd get there at 5, make them dinner, take them to their activities and stuff, put them to bed, and then I would be there for another 8 hours, which they didn't pay me for, and then I'd wake up for my last 3 hours, 6 to 9. Anyways, people were starting to come in.
9 a.m.
So walk down. See the creek? The creek was stagnant. It wasn't running at all. So all of our fucking bottles, like 9 bottles, just bobbing in the water with like cigarette cartons on top. Everything we had done that night was just sitting there, glistening in the sun and bobbing like a banner.
It was I wish you had a cell phone back then so you could take pictures of that stuff.
Can you imagine?
Sorry. There were no cell phones. No. There were. They were Motorola's. They were the gray.
Yeah.
The
gigantic ones that had like a battery life of 15 minutes. They did, literally. You know,
what were these? Yeah.
Those giant Motorola's that were like
the gray Motorola's.
The Wall Street.
Zach Morris special.
The bricks.
Yeah. Their battery life, the talk time was 15 minutes on the first batch of those that came out. The battery life, I think once you took it off the charger, was like 6 hours, like the standby.
Yeah.
And the talk time was like 15 minutes.
Yeah, you took one 30-second phone call and you had these weird headaches. And you're like, why does my head?
My first cell phone was an in-the-car cell phone in 1991, and it was 30 cents a minute.
Oh.
And you used it often.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Wait, this is that. That was the one you had that great story where you were out in front of your girlfriend's house stalking your girlfriend.
I was stalking Rebecca.
And you're on the phone with her. Rebecca's the one that you infuriated a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, she said she'll never speak to me again. Yeah.
Hilarious.
No, this is the funny part.
That's not funny. I'm feeling sad. I was stalking my ex-girlfriend, and I was sitting in front of her apartment talking to her, and we hadn't spoken in like a week and a half.
And it was
totally
on the phone.
Me up, and I was freaking out.
Which she's was like, rare back then.
Yeah, she's like, where are you? And I went, sitting in my bed. All of a sudden, I put my arm on the steering wheel, and she goes, yeah, I heard that. And I was like, I was right in front of her, like in front of her like living room, and she was in the second story. And I was like looking up there, like awesome. Waiting to see some dude come out or something.
Did it anyway?
Oh, Mike.
No,
okay.
I guess the show's over all of a sudden.
Yeah, wait.
But Mike Carano, you didn't say who you'd be in a television show.
Who I'd be?
Yeah, like who's your favorite television character?
I don't know who my favorite actor is. My biggest crush that ever happened was Farrah Fawcett on Charlie's Angels. Well, and I would sneak up at night. I would take a black and white TV under my covers because my mom wouldn't let me watch it.
Oh, no.
So she couldn't see the light. And I would sit there, oh, my God. And I couldn't wait till she was on screen, which wasn't as often as you would think. Mm-hmm. But my favorite character was probably the $6 Million Man, so I got to go with Lee Majors.
Majors, all right. Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, are you kidding me? Leslie
She'd be a shark.
Parks and Rec.
Really? Yeah. A current show?
Yep.
How about you, Max? Yeah. Max is like, I don't watch TV.
Oh, I haven't had TV since.
Okay, you're fine again, Anderson.
There.
You're fine with your 6'8".
Tell the truth.
Okay, wait, tie.
I don't have a TV.
I don't know if I've ever seen Max watch TV, to be honest.
Hey, I haven't had cable for 15 years.
Yeah, but you watch things constantly.
I watch DVDs and movies.
And you're on the internet.
I don't have any cable.
I go to the movies.
Yeah Max watches lots of movies.
I'm a cinephile.
Okay.
Now you're topping yourself.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. I'm a really nice guy. Very considerate.
Max,
some would say a gentleman,
was with me the last night before I broke my back, right? And then they did the surgery, and it was an awful surgery.
Yeah.
And then the surgery didn't take. So about a year later, I had to have a second surgery. And I knew. And it's fucking weird knowing like 2 months
it didn't
in.
Didn't take.
The fucking all the metal,
same
all the hooks were coming out of my back.
Mr. Carroll, no. Yeah. It didn't take.
It didn't take.
I'm going to have to break you again.
Oh, God.
Burkas? I think it's called Burkas. I don't know. I was getting some kind of infection in my back, and there was like this.
Did you have a computer chip in your
I
back?
Still have it because they didn't take it out. They forgot to take it out. So
I
have a computer chip.
Oh, what?
He's a cyborg.
Take me out. I would tell you about the computer chip I got.
You're like the $40,000 man.
What does it do?
It was supposed to stimulate the 42. Bone growth.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to take it out after like 6 months, and then they forgot.
Yeah.
When they went in, they did surgery. They took all the metal out, but they forgot to take that out.
Good premise for a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps stimulating.
The only
problem is your only superpower is you have a really strong back. They put, like, run you over and your back is perfectly intact.
Like some little nerdy lab guy wanted to try out his new battery.
Yeah.
That's supposed to last forever.
Yeah,
the
big company wouldn't listen to him.
Yeah.
Because he developed this battery and they shut him down.
It runs off
early January.
It runs off heartbeats or something.
The friend that always helps you move.
And no one could stab him in the back.
I got your fridge right here, bro.
Max and Tyler helped me move a couple times ago. So that's what Max is referring to.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Because they love you.
I love him, too, but I'm not going to help people move.
About two months before my second surgery, I knew that I was going to go in for massive major surgery. It's like they were going to crack my back open again, take all the metal out, take my rib out, which they did. So I remember leading up to it thinking, what are you going to do? Yeah, you know, I have a major surgery. I'm not going to be able to walk for like 2 weeks.
You know what I'd like to see?
I may or may not ever walk again.
How do they crack your back?
Crack?
Yeah.
Crack it open. They cut it open.
Truck. Oh, I thought you meant they have to break it again. Like I was picturing baseball bat racks like you see in the dugout.
They took out one of my vertebrae. It was a major.
The doctor looks at a bunch of different bats.
They call it a bookie.
With an aluminum bat.
The point is unrealized dealt with stress and concern manifests in different ways. Tyler, that'll do. That'll do. And Max was always right there for me. Max, one of the most spontaneous, greatest friends a guy could have, was there willing to do whatever dumb fucking idea
he walked
I had.
Right in and started doing the surgery.
He was always game. So it was the night before the big
surgery.
It's okay,
doctor. I have this. He's a friend of mine.
Max was with me the night I broke my back.
I was actually with him the night he broke his back.
That's right. I forgot.
Give us your perspective on
it. Oh, yeah. No, we were. We had.
Because Anderson said he was saving a baby.
As a kitten.
There was a small baby seal that was
the
club sticking. No, we were at, you know what? We were at a beach hotel. He'd broken up a fight on New Year's Eve between two.
Started.
He'd broken up a relationship and started a fight.
It was
amazing, and everybody was really silly from all the stuff that people had been doing that evening.
I was out of my mind trying to explain to everyone that now is a good time to start a riot in this community. Why? Because all the cops that are working New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
All the cops working New Year's Eve, all rookies. That's why they got this horrible shift. All the seasoned cops, they're at home, they're partying.
No, that's not true, really.
I don't know. I was on drugs, and I thought that was a good idea. And I remember, you know those sugar things that they keep sugar in restaurants? We were in a restaurant, mm-hmm. and I was drinking shots. I threw the sugar out, and I was getting the bartender to serve me shots in the sugar thing.
I bet the first one was really good.
Oh,
they were all good, because we had that jug. We walked all the way.
Oh,
it was at that hotel where Little Miss Sunshine took place at the end.
Oh, yeah.
It was that hotel,
yeah. Oh, yeah, no, up by the beach. Yeah. So we're going to fast forward. I mean, we had a lot of stuff.
It's where Megalodon is right now.
Awesome!
It's that beach. It's right there.
I'll tell you where Megalodon is right
I
now.
I bought a 6 foot bottle of wine. There was a 6 foot bottle of Chianti.
For New Year's Eve, he brought like a 6 foot bottle. It was like 80 years old.
Six foot bottle of vintage Chianti.
How much did that cost?
For the record, Chianti does not keep.
No.
vinegar. Especially ridiculous 6 foot bottle version.
Yeah,
we all learned something here.
Where
tonight.
Did that thing come from?
Vintage store.
Yeah.
I don't think
he had a girlfriend
to drink it.
That lived like literally three doors
in the
away from
next
me.
Door.
And she hated me. And so did her mom. Like the whole family hated
me. No, it was.
Oh, hatred. Ran deep. Mom would always be like, his breath always smells like wine. I wish she wouldn't come over here. She fucking hated me.
That's not wine.
You boys, you drink. No, so we're there, and like you know, we had our girlfriends at the time with
he
us.
He doesn't respect creeks.
and sure enough, I walk over and you know, your girlfriend at the time, she's just all, he's over there, and I don't know, he doesn't seem too well. So I walk over, and you're peeing on a plant.
No, you were. I didn't see. I didn't know you saw me.
You
peeing.
Were peeing on a plant. God. He's standing there with his hand up against a wall, and he's peeing on a plant. And
it's a good pee when you got a hand on the wall.
And he's realized that I thought that
old
I was
man
dead.
Pee.
Yeah, I know. You're all. I'm
at
fine.
At that moment, I thought I was dead. I'm like, I'm gonna show. I thought I was in hell, and I'm like, I'm gonna show Satan. I don't care that I'm in hell. I'm gonna pee right in his fucking inferno.
I'm
and
fine.
You're like, that's a nice.
And
plant,
I'm all. You
Satan
sure?
Would have in hell.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. And so I'm all okay. So I walk away.
No, Max, you're leaving out a great part of the story.
Was yeah?
You're like, get on the ground.
Impromptu BJ.
You're like, let me feel.
No. This is once I got you back up to the room. No, okay. So hold on. You're fine. You're peeing on the thing. And then you finally, like, something happens to where you indicate that you had fallen off a third story and landed onto a 3 foot palm on your back.
Yeah.
Like a small palm had actually broken your fall.
Well, the balconies helped fall.
Of your back. Yeah, well, you fell off like a third story.
It was on the way to the fifth story, actually.
So I help you up.
to the room. We get you into the
room.
Were
you like an accordion? Were you?
Here's the
Every
thing.
Every time I took a breath, it would crack.
He was, now he was walking.
Did you, land on a, did you land on an awning and bounce onto the hood of a cab?
Oh.
That would have been cool.
And start chasing
what
Jason
movie
Bourne?
Is that?
I don't know.
There's a movie like Dennis movie. Hoffman or something, and it opens up. He tries to kill himself.
Yes,
and then
that's
he
the
lands.
Opening Magnolia. Of Magnolia. Yeah.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Different movie. Because that guy gets shot.
And oh, and that
actually
happened,
he still would have lived. There was a net out there.
No, there's another movie, though, with like Dustin.
I like how we talk about it like it's true.
It was a 70s movie I used to watch on HBO when I was a kid.
Anyway, I get him up there, and I realize that there is absolutely nothing that I can do. I mean, there is nothing that anybody can do, and there is nothing that we're going to be able to help with. So
it's like 3:30. Everyone's trashed.
I immediately
maybe 4:30.
There wasn't a spine surgeon at this party.
Kinda, you know what?
It was 4:30.
It was rookie spine surgeon at the hospital.
It was before I went to medical school, and so but I had in my teen years.
Performed minor operations.
No,
on
no, I had taken. Oh, I had taken the lifeguard test.
Oh yes.
For Los Angeles.
How did this medically qualify you in any kind of way,
it
sir?
It didn't, but that's not what mattered. What
I'm not
mattered,
a doctor, but I play one on TV that I don't own.
I took a lifeguard test once. It's okay. You're actually fine. I want you to take a deep breath.
No, I'll never forget these words. Like, dude, I used to be a lifeguard. Let me check you out. And I'm in severe pain.
And he just starts peeing on you. Okay. I think this makes it better.
I think I was a pool lifeguard
and
when I was 16.
And he put his hands on my back.
I
kind of just like rubbed them back and forth.
I was like
moved drowned. I could feel his hands land on my back and just kind of move back and forth.
I was a country club pool lifeguard when I was 16.
Oh my God.
I can see.
You're so lucky to be here.
I can see.
So lucky.
Dude, I woke up and there was a spigot in between my arm and my chest. I landed on my back and a spigot. One way, a little bit,
I've
been impaled.
Oh my God.
Oh, impaled.
But that's not the point.
I can see Anderson on the way to the hospital having the terrible realization that earlier he had been talking about how only the rookie cops are working that night. And then he's
realize.
Going, only the rookie doctors are there!
And the ambulance driver just got his license.
That couldn't have been actually more true. I sat in there with a woman who was busted for a drunk driving accident.
You were in there
handcuffed.
Forever.
To the remember the chick that was handcuffed to the bed?
They were on.
Why was she
drugs?
Because she was a drunk driver who got in a car accident. Had to take her to the hospital.
They just let a guy with a broken back just sit in the waiting room.
I was laying on the ground in the lobby for about a half hour.
Oh my God!
It was a state hospital.
That was way more than a half an hour. It was like.
It was like 38
minutes. I was
minutes.
Doing your insurance paper. No, like you were there for
it. But it was like 2 or 3 hours before they brought me an ibuprofen. They're like, here you go. It was like a Tylenol or something. It was ridiculous. Yeah, it was bad times.
No, but no, hold on, just fill this out. And you're laying there going, I don't know if you people have noticed. And I mean, I'm not doing it at the decibel level that you were screaming inside of the
screaming.
Hospital.
I was
no, but it wasn't screaming like you were, you were screaming like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me, could I?
Can somebody do something? We're in a hospital.
Can I have the broken back?
Can I get a coffee and maybe a doctor? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
not necessarily in that order.
The broken back thing freaks me out so much. That sounds so horrifying. Like second behind broken neck.
Spine buster.
Second. It's right there. Yeah.
I mean, it's your central nervous system.
I don't
system.
Want the part that holds my head to my shoulders broken.
Like, but then you get one of those cool like Hellraiser things.
They actually offered me 6 months in a body cast. There were like two or three different ways to fix me. Or
they
try
offered
to fix me.
That?
They're like, hey, can you think you can chill for 6 months without moving? I'm like, that's not a possibility for me.
And Netflix wasn't around then, was it?
What's that?
Netflix wasn't around.
No.
What was the advantage of taking the body cast?
The body cast would have.
Awesome pictures.
Because I have kyphosis.
I can still get an erection.
I used to be an inch taller than I am right now.
Really?
Yeah. I was 6 foot and I lost an inch because I had to take one of the vertebrae out.
So. He used to be really tall.
Stockier, wow.
Yeah. No, he was NBA.
And I got like, no. And I have like a hump on my back. That probably wouldn't have been there. But I'm not.
Does Jillian know that?
She knows about all.
Yeah, wait, are we talking about like the legit, like you would have been a starfish?
Yeah.
Body cast?
Full body cast. Oh,
yeah.
They offered that. Yeah.
Like starfish.
That, yeah, like that part from the Bruce Lee story.
They cast
right?
your head for no reason. Your head's just in a cast like a mummy.
It's got two eye holes and the mouth hole. Like when they do the full thing, it's just for some reason you can barely see.
What I was okay, so,
was, oh, I'm sorry, I was laughing at him going.
So the first surgery I didn't take. My doctor sucked. He put me on 22 Vicodins a day, and like as well as 5 Valium and whatnot. But so
those
I had,
were awesome.
Max partook in quite a bit. I got to the point where I was like, I'd rather be in pain.
Max
than
is like, you
sick.
Should break your yeah. back more well, often, dude.
He breaks his
this
back.
This is amazing.
This is like a unlimited ticket.
Back to where I'm having the second surgery, and I know it's gonna be a massive surgery. I've already been through it.
It's
before.
Unlimited, like he's just the gonna heal every couple of years.
Pain of my entire life was the first surgery, so I knew I got to live all that again. It's probably not as bad as like chemo, but it was like.
Were you thinking about the body cast? The
equivalent
time?
Of going. I know I'm gonna be in the hospital. I know I'm gonna be very sick and tons of pain, and I might not walk. So all this was working, and I was like a 22-year-old dumb fuck going, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't care. Hey Max, I gotta be in surgery tomorrow morning. Want to come and hang out? And you came over to my house.
Well, yeah, like I'm not going to come over.
And I don't know whose idea it was. Probably dumb fuck me. But I'm like, you know what would be funny? There's no video, nothing. Jackass, of course, didn't exist.
No.
But I'm like, it would be really
video
funny.
Video didn't exist. We didn't have cell phones.
Well, there were videos. But there's no – yeah, we have no way to document. But it'd be hilarious to go to 7-Eleven. You can wear goggles. I'll wear the ski mask. And we'll go in and we'll ask them like where their 1040 oil is, but we'll do it really panicky and rushed.
God, it was for oil.
Well, that was the first time.
Yeah.
No, so right. We run into 7-Eleven and do that, right? And he's got these giant goggles on, and I got my ski mask, and we run in. There's customers in there. I'm like, where's your 1040? And they're like, yeah, it's aisle 4.
No,
they didn't care.
No, we screamed, though. Like, we screamed.
We went to a shelf.
I must have missed something. What was the point of this?
Because that's what we were doing that night.
Oh, I thought you meant this hide in your back.
No, this is because I had surgery the next day. I knew that, like,
got it.
It was my last.
So you wanted
night
to maybe get arrested for,
yeah, maybe get shot.
It was hilarious at the time. So we go to a second gas station.
College humor.
And
did you take the oil?
No, we're like, I scream like, you don't have the right kind. And we just run out of there. We're like, that was funny, but no one cared. So we go to another gas station. This time we asked for Pez, I think. And we're like, where's your Pez? Yep. And the guy's like, yeah, we don't have any Pez.
What the fuck's wrong with
me? We go to the third and final place. We run in. Swear to God, I'm not in a power. We've talked about power, but there was something, a jolt of power that I got when we ran into the third one, which is a mobile, and the guy's little guy behind the counter, his arms went straight up. Straight up.
He might have just been trying to get two high fives from you guys.
Felt,
he
was
awesome.
Not looking for high fives. No. I felt fucking power. I can do whatever. I can have whatever we want in here.
He was a young Pakistani man.
Yes, he was.
And he was intimidated by my goggles.
Yeah.
And your face socks.
So we asked. We asked for something ridiculous, and then did the same thing. You
like
don't have
Pez.
What we're looking for.
Like Pez.
And so we ran out of there and sped out in my Volkswagen Fox.
I love that you're doing that the night before surgery. Like, weren't you already?
I was.
Should you have been
obviously very concerned about the surgery, but I didn't know it at the time, and it was like manifesting its way, like self, and like let's go out and do stupid shit.
What if
God
you,
bless Max? He was
what
right
if you were never able to walk or run again, and you're like, really?
That was
well, the last thing I did was to pretend to rob oil.
I love the idea of him getting shot in the back by a cop.
That's a deal, right? And then it lands in a place that makes the first surgery work.
Oh, it fixes it. You're healed.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, you're a super runner.
And you turn around to hug the cop and say, thank you, officer, but he thinks you're attacking him, and then he kills you.
Guys, I would not be telling this story.
But it doesn't matter because he has super spine.
That's like a decent, funny story or whatever, but the story does not end there.
This isn't even the punchline.
That story does not end there. It's one of the all-time great things, and I love it because it was so fucking random, and it worked so well, and it was hilarious. But Max and I can't believe that we got the guy to raise his arms, and we were like beside ourselves. Like, oh, my God, I never told you this, but I wanted to start robbing things for like I was into it. I'm like, that guy fucking just plays on. He was terrified.
We would have been amazing. Are you kidding?
So we go back to my house.
Except Max wouldn't show up for 90% of the heists. You'd just be standing outside the bank like, motherfucker.
What?
What do they look like? Well, I think one guy was
probably later with a six-pack. What?
And then you finally would have done time and given up your life of crime, and then he would show up on your doorstep and be like...
I was at the time dating a girl who should be named. We'll call her the whore because that's what she's named in my phone.
She had just got out of FITM.
Yeah.
She's a big whore.
And yeah, she turned out to be a big whore. But at the time, she was very good to Max and I. And she was working on a System of a Down video, of all things. It was their first video for Sugar.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Whore, and slut, bitch.
She was a costume designer. So she had tons and tons of costumes. And she was at my house. And she had – what costume designers do is they get like doubles for everything in case something gets wet or gets ruined or they have doubles for everything if they have a decent budget, which she did for this one. So she the video called for a General Patton type character, and she had as a result had two Patton to a T, his actual colonel uniforms.
No, like down to like the medals. Every little fucking everything. She was amazing. No, that was her really good uniforms.
Once again, don't remember whose idea it was, but thank
God.
Wait,
he was a colonel?
I think he was like as top as you could be.
He was a general. He was a 4-star general.
He would have been a colonel if he didn't slap that bitch.
Yeah. Now it goes colonel, and then you get like a 1-star, 2-star.
Oh, yeah, general's the top.
General, what?
Yeah, I thought colonel was top.
No,
I always assume the thing that's hardest to spell is the top.
No, you just assume that Colonel Sanders would obviously, that must be the top.
Nah. General.
But there's a general Sanders that makes
colonel's just the eagle. You get the eagle.
Is Blitzer a general?
No.
What?
No way.
What?
Does he just report on the war?
Wait, Wolf?
He just has a top. Wolf
Blitzer? Generals don't go into regular
Wolf
life.
Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer's like 3 feet tall and has no military experience I'm aware of.
Hey, so there's General, Admiral. What's the other
so
one?
So poor. So black.
Soldier. Wolf would have a hard time Lieutenant. In like touch football.
General is
Gomer,
Army, right?
Pyle.
No, it goes Colonel. That's the little
No, I'm talking about the top guy.
Eagle Scout.
Navy, it's
5-star
an Admiral.
5-star General.
Oh.
But Navy, it's an admiral. Army, it's a general. And then something else for the Marines.
No, because Marines are just a division of the Navy.
So you think it's a general for the Marines, too?
No. The Marines are just a division of the Navy. It's an admiral. It's the admiral of the Navy. The Marines are kind
powerful?
Of like a... They're like the weird, you know, annex of the Navy.
Are you calling them pussies?
I mean, not to their face.
He's inferring it. Let's tell the
Max, you're going to be a dignitary at one point, right? Wasn't that your goal?
I don't like to talk about that time in my life.
Wait, your goal was to be a dignitary?
That was what he was on his path to be.
Do you mean a diplomat?
A dignitary. What was it?
Diplomacy.
Diplomacy.
International. I have advanced education in international relations and diplomatics.
Does that
involve scaring the shit out of Pakistani?
Before
guys
we get
robbing some
facts at my house, thinking that's hilarious. I can't believe we did that. We're such idiots. We're so great.
We robbed something with ski goggles.
We didn't even rob anything.
We didn't. No, we rushed in and yelled loudly.
So that's where we are now. It's been about an hour has passed. And it's given us enough, maybe an hour and a half. It's given us enough time to put on.
We went back and drank an elephant beer.
We did. We had a couple of those. It gave us enough time to put on the General Patton uniforms, head to toe, everything but the helmet. We had everything to a team.
No, the hat. The hats were.
We had the hats. Yes. We didn't have the hats.
Wasn't she concerned about you damaging those uniforms?
She let us do whatever the fuck we wanted.
Yeah. She was dating Anderson.
Sorry. And she's a whore.
We were. It was an innocent time.
Mathematically,
we
all lines up.
Then.
Can I tell you, I've been to the Patton Museum twice. It's on the way to Phoenix.
There's a Patton Museum?
Yeah, it's great.
It's got a picture of us in it.
There's a whole Nazi section, which isn't the great part, but there's
nice clarification.
There's about 30 tanks behind it, and for like $5 you get to go jump on them and stuff. And they're
I don't think they encourage you to
jump on the tanks.
They're adult bouncers. Wait, you know what? What I just said?
That would be amazing.
What I just said was a total made-up lie. You're not allowed to jump on the tanks. That's what I meant to say. You're not allowed to jump on the tanks.
Nazis don't exist.
No, but there's a giant Nazi section.
No,
but they have his Jeep.
That's the best
part. They have all of his clothes, all of his guns, everything. And by the way, they have no sense of humor at all. Zero. And I've been there twice.
Well, why would you expect anything in a military museum to have a sense of humor?
The nickel-plated revolver.
Nothing's funnier than war. Come on in and have a laugh.
Oh, it's Patton the Clown. Welcome down, everybody. Who wants to play a Nazi? Oh.
I'm crying a little bit.
Okay, so... Can I finish this goddamn story?
Yeah.
What did it tell
the top general has, during wartime, it's the worst name. The top general you could be is General of the Army. Like, that's the least creative thing ever.
It's the military. What do you expect?
I don't know. All right. Something better.
I'm sorry, military. But really.
Right. But 4-star general sounds pretty fucking impressive.
5-star is much more impressive.
6-star.
So Max and I are like 5.5, 7-star.
Michelin-star general. It's shit. This is a shitty general.
I think I put some extra stars.
You
on
may
my
really?
I think I put some extra stars on
that. Would have upset me.
Yeah, like a
little
little Frank Sinatra.
I think I put some extra stars in like a Smith's button.
It was not military issue.
We had we even had aviators on. Fucking douche.
We had mirrored.
Mirrored aviators.
Did you have the riding crop?
Yeah, it was like 10:30 at night.
Dog?
It was like
dog,
one in the
one
morning.
Or two, yeah,
like one or two in
and
the
so
morning.
So you went out to rob 7-Elevens dressed like generals.
No, we went back to the scene.
We went back
to the scene of the crime.
You know, they say 90%.
Of course, they were right.
So we roll up, and I don't think I'm still not sure to this day, but I don't think he saw me roll up in my 1992 Volkswagen Fox. Or it was like a 1990.
I loved that car.
I like that car too.
It was a great car. I loved it. Yeah. Fucking drove it into the ground. In the end, it could only go reverse.
It was like a super cheap Jetta.
It was a very cheap Jetta, yeah.
The Volkswagen!
But we roll up and park on the side, and then we walk up as generals.
Oh, Jesus.
Wearing the full outfit, and even the shoes, everything. And we see the guy sees us coming.
He's got the doors. He's got the doors
completely locked.
Were you General Mills and General Motors?
Totally locked up, and he sees us coming. Okay, we're 22 years old, all right? So please, this is hilarious ideas, and the premise is hilarious when you're 22.
You
so,
know what? We're young. Like we're a young looking 22, too.
So believable that you'd be top generals.
But what I'm saying,
yes.
No,
yes, Tyler.
It's believable that this would happen next, and we would think it was hilarious. Now, looking back on it, I kind of cringe, and I probably should edit it and change it, but I'm not going to. So we walk up. He sees us coming, and he comes running over, and he opens the door. Like, he's happy to see us. He's going to unlock the door and let the first customers in. Since he was almost robbed or something happened, right? He has no idea that it's us. So we walk in.
This guy is the stupidest, meanest guy.
Meanwhile,
I know two guys that look just like them.
Pakistani podcast right now.
Now two generals are showing up perfectly normal.
He's probably new to the country, and that's just what happens, man. Most countries.
Every night's going to be like that?
Dude, if you live in Pakistan, you see people in uniforms all the time. Right,
dude. He's doing a podcast right now. He's like, and then this two jackass is thinking I didn't realize it was the same guys. And I just let them in.
So he lets us in, and
like
I don't.
We assume everybody's
don't
got a podcast.
I think we even came up with a plan. I mean, it just kind of felt. I don't know if it was just all impromptu.
It sure sounds like you had a good plan.
There was no plan from 92 to like 98.
There
was no plan for.
So we
anything.
Walk in and we're like frisky with each other. And what? We're using German accents.
Oh,
that made sense at the time.
That's right.
And what are we shopping for this time? We're not looking for Pez or 1040 oil. We're asking for
kosher
condoms.
Lube.
We're asking
not
for
just
condoms and lube.
Not just condoms. The extra strength condoms, the kind for gay sex that don't break.
Oh, no.
With thick fucking German or Russian accents or something like that. Yeah. Look at Diana. She's so disappointed.
Like bad
did
hybrid
you ask
accent.
For this specifically?
Yeah.
We
did.
Like,
while wearing the uniform.
Fancy condoms that don't break for the big
and
cups
then I bought
and the
sex.
The big penis sex.
The tighter buttholes and the big penis.
Watch what General Patton says.
It was a much softer German. It was like a fancy boy German.
Oh, it's like, oh, that was the
yes,
nice.
Yes, exactly.
It was a nice gay penis sex.
I love how Paul just throw whatever accent he wants on.
No, it was like one of us was a tailor and the other one was, you know, getting measured. It was definitely like there was a banter.
I bought a rose.
Do you guys have
backstories?
I love that example, by the way, because that's the most uncomfortable banter of all time. When some guy's got his hands really close to your crotch.
Got
to
do your inseam now.
You're just like, it's not like, what's going on?
So, and then we got in our cars.
Yeah, chemistry is really good. I always have my pants made there.
Yeah, inseam. It's so high.
But I thought it was fun at the time. That was a good time.
And then
I went in for surgery.
That's amazing.
He sold us, for the record, he sold us a half a dozen packs of...
You should have come back in the next day half wearing your
like
the
rabbit.
Goggles and with the outfit on.
Fooled you!
No, somewhere there is...
100,000 friends I could have probably in 109, does that math work? One of them would say,
I don't know, but that sounded pretty arrogant. 100,000 friends.
I could have so many
and
friends.
99,999 of them would say, Anderson, that's a terrible idea. We're not doing any of that.
Not see. Max.
Max is there.
Where's my hat?
The question is, what does it say?
And there's a Polaroid, and it's somewhere, and I will find it one
day.
I'd
love to see.
There's a Polaroid of the two of us, and we're standing next to each other with the aviators on.
Did you guys make the Pakistani guy take it? And by the way, could you take a picture for us?
We are on a holiday after this.
This is our only photo with the clothes on.
But you know what? I'm kind of proud. You know what? I am a little bit proud of that story, even though it ended with the cliche, like, oh, isn't it funny? We're gay. But the fact that we did that not to document it, not to, other than the Polaroid, it's not like, nowadays people would do that to make a video, try and put it on YouTube. Like, we were making a viral video without a camera.
It was just for you.
Yeah, that was
just
literally.
For you guys.
That was for our brains.
We didn't even
to
have anyone
at.
That like, no. The girl, the whore, didn't even come to watch.
It's better having it as a story, by the way, than actually having the video of it, because you remember it more positively, right. No matter what.
It was positive. It was
but I mean,
great.
If you have the video, you'll watch it now and go, eh.
I'm
not discounting the story, but I'm saying it's much better. Everything in your memory is much better than having it on
absolutely.
Video.
Absolutely. Your memory's always
like
more
this
epic.
Podcast where I remember it driving
home. I mean,
home.
Definitely, we pretend robbed a guy, and then we went in as gay soldiers with wrong accents. I mean, there, yeah.
Generals.
The video.
I call them journals instead of colonels, instead of general.
Coming journals. From a guy who thinks he's the biggest idiot on the planet, I don't know if it's. If you guys are just crazy or super stupid.
Oh, it was college.
No, coming from, no, but I mean,
we felt invincible.
I didn't mean stupid, but I mean, it's insane that I love the idea that you went in there to fake rob the place and then came back like, oh, everything's cool. And you know what?
We're invincible.
Yeah.
Here's how dumb I am. I'm invincible. Just broke my back less than a year ago. Invincible.
I lit a dumpster on fire about a block from my house when I was a little kid and then walked back 10 minutes later. What's going on? Yeah. To the fireman. Hey, what's happening?
Classic arson.
And I got in trouble. And they came back and told my dad. And
how'd they know?
I was like snooping around.
Did you say you got kidnapped?
I'm not going to say how they knew because it makes me seem pathetic.
Oh, I want to hear. Please.
Let yourself.
I had a fake badge. And I went back. What's going
on? What?
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 Oh, my God.
My dad.
How old were you?
My dad owned a pawn shop and gave me a badge, like an old police officer's badge.
Wait, how old are you at this point?
You made it sound like you're six, so I don't think they're gonna believe Detective Carano.
School nothing to see here.
The story's even worse because you know how I lit it on fire. I always heard batteries exploded,
oh, no.
So I took a box that animal crackers came in, and I stuffed it with batteries and popcorn. I thought the popcorn will explode once I light it.
Oh, my God.
And it'll ignite the batteries.
Could have been popcorn shrapnel.
The fire just came out and lit some stuff out in the dumpster, and I went back like 10 minutes later.
What fire?
What's happening?
Wait, how old
were
you?
Did that really actually happen?
It didn't blow up, but it caught on fire.
How? From putting batteries
in
popcorn?
I lit it on
fire. Well, no, he lit something on fire and threw it in trash.
I thought he put the batteries in the popcorn bag, and then the sun heated the popcorn bag.
He invented a new kind of energy. Batteries and popcorn.
No, but I'll be honest
with you. It's like that game Mousetrap.
I don't know how it got from that happening to me getting in trouble, but I got in trouble that night.
Wait, but how old were you?
Yeah. Fourth grade, probably.
You went back with a badge?
That's why it's so goddamn funny. He's like 10 or 11.
An arson investigator? What was like the motive?
I'm mentally retarded.
I would love to see him whip out the badge.
Okay.
And then
I would love to see him whip
the fallout of
that
was
so fucking
like
funny.
I didn't think anything of it.
Did you just pull that like do the flip like
it was
the,
in
like
a black leather wallet
and snap it back?
I can see like his eyes darting about.
Sorry,
it was by far my most prized possession. My dad gave it to me. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Oh, so it was an actual badge.
He gave it to me out of the pawn shop. So here's what happens is I don't know that they're on to me.
Pawns their badge.
I walk home. You know what?
Who fucking pawns their badge? Is that even legal?
We had everything. We had fucking throwing stars, everything.
They had everything. They had badges and throwing stars.
But,
what more do you want?
The way I got in trouble was, I think my parents had been divorced for a couple years, and my dad came over to pick me up for my Cub Scout meeting because he was the Cub Scout leader, and I opened the door, and I think he grabbed me around the neck, and he goes, you ever light another fucking fire again, I'll break your neck, and he slammed the door and left and went to the Cub Scout meeting without me, and I was so fucked up, and I was like, he said something horrible. He told my sister and I when we lit a fire in the backyard 6 months later. That if we ever light another fire at the house, he's going to put matches in our hand, light it, and hold our hands closed.
And you should have said, Dad, you're clearly lying because I just lit a fire and you did break my neck, so I don't really care.
It's also the same guy that put a cable from the roof of the house to another house so we could slide down it on a
zipline.
Yeah.
And the guy that was having you guys shoot in the basement with
that was recently.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster.
But I like
how
your story
you?
Way better.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster.
Probably can't hear it.
I hear
you
laughing.
You didn't ever come back.
I can't hear it.
You never came in here and did the switch.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. Welcome to the program.
People can hear us?
Yeah.
The show's live.
Take calls.
What if we? This is how we just invite people over because we're all incapable of actually having a normal conversation. We just do it under the pretense of a show.
I thought this was just for us.
No.
This is not just for masturbating later. This is actually going out to human beings.
There is also an aspect of personal narcissism, which you can enjoy when listening to it tomorrow. But yes.
Personal narcissism.
Awesome. Yeah. Can Anderson hear me?
No.
Could you tell him to bring in more beer?
There might be one more beer.
There we go. That's all I need.
Yep. This was supposed to be the Rockstar's beer, but it's our beer now. Isn't that awesome?
Who was here?
I only drink Rockstar beer.
Thank you, Slightly Stupid,
slightly
for your
stupid
leftover beer.
Thank you for the Coronas. Muchas gracias.
They left a lot.
Es verdad.
But there's a big difference between a lot and not enough.
You're telling
well, wise words right there. Wait, hold on.
All right, so yeah, I don't know what's wrong with that.
Say that again. Say that quote again.
There's a fine difference between a lot and not enough.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I've been assaulted, but it was okay.
The drinker is now the beer master.
Hi, you're all on the After Disaster. Why can't anyone talk?
Hey, Anderson.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Timid?
The phones were working.
What's going on, guys?
Hey. How many people we got on here?
Oh, this call is shit.
We're doing group therapy. I got all five of you on. What's up? How are you?
Mike, I've got good news and bad news.
Oh.
All right, give me the bad news then.
Yeah, the bad news is I'm a guy.
Yeah. Mike likes the ladies.
You know what I just got scared about? I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm only 50.
I was perusing my brain to see if I got it. Well, I didn't hear it. What do you say?
Good news is he's 50.
No, you know what the first thing I thought was? I know me. And I wouldn't do this, but the first thing I thought was, oh, shit, did I let a stranger give me a blowjob? I'm like, ah, it's a dude.
What?
That's the first thing in my head is, have I let a stranger give me a blowjob lately?
Why would you think?
I don't know. I'm like
you
when
thought,
a cop,
you thought to say
when
it?
A cop's behind me, I think I have stuff in my car, and I don't.
Oh, my God.
Somebody on the
message
board.
As soon as a cop gets behind me, I'm like, there's drugs in my trunk or something.
What would you classify as lately?
Like
the last four days.
I'm a terrible reader, so on the message boards, I thought one of our listeners, well, you guys are all very funny. And don't get me wrong, but I thought that they made a very funny joke when Mike was trying to find the word for plural for penises. And somebody wrote, the plural word for penises is pabs, as in like we all are.
Yeah.
But actually, that's it. He wrote, it's peni, you pabs. So
okay.
I'm a bad reader.
Well, when I looked it up online, it said P-E-N-I.
But I'm going to start calling multiple penises pabs. That's what I'm going to start calling. Okay, but it's P.
Wait, how often do you refer to multiple penises?
Often. Often.
Daily.
I cut them off.
You guys trying to get wake up this morning, just pabs all over my face.
I am so sick of waking up that way. I can't even tell you.
Like,
coffee beans. I got pabs hitting me left and right.
It's actually penine. And there's a punk rock band. Very good punk rock band, actually. One of the old school punk rock bands called Rudimentary Peni.
You probably haven't heard of
it. Rudimentary Peni, yes. And their logo is actually a fetus, and I believe it's aborted.
Oh, how
God.
Edgy.
It was quite edgy, but Rudimentary Peni was the name of the band. Rudimentary Peni. Okay. So,
did you just like the band because of the name?
I never really got completely into the band, but a lot of my friends were very into them. Okay. Yes. Max was not one of them.
They were from Orange County.
Say
home of the aborted fetus images, fucking punk bands.
They sleep
life is hard behind the orange curtain, bro.
They sleep till 4 p.m.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What to do? Say goodnight?
No, you had some sad news you wanted to talk about, Anderson. Complain.
I wanted to complain, but
I thought we were talking to people.
Yeah, where are the
they're
people?
Still on the line.
People are bad at phones.
Anderson, you don't have to be sad because we're on iTunes.
Oh! Oh! Saddest thing ever that we're so happy.
I can't believe we forgot to bring that up.
We're on iTunes?
Yes.
Oh, it's not aborted. Good luck. Good news. Rudimentary Peni logo is not aborted. It's actually in the womb.
Oh, nice.
Good news.
It's pre-aborted.
USA.
It's pre-aborted.
USA.
It could be in the process.
Yes. I'd like to thank Tyler.
Tyler, well done, buddy.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll pay you some money in like 5 months.
Well, he already got paid by that $100.
I know. Yep. That'll cover the first 5 months.
Thank you, Mr. Right? Tipping.
Yeah.
Yep.
But so where do we start? Where do we start at? Does it pick up?
We're on. We're on now.
Right now there's 145 through 150, 153 in the morning. And then I got to add 145. And then we have yet to discuss the past episodes.
What are all
USA.
These numbers mean?
This is our 153rd episode. Max.
Okay. So what about now?
What about now? What do you mean now? Oh, because we lost. It's a long story, but here's what I wanted to complain about and say is sad about the show. And it feels I love it. I love you guys. I love everything about. I love the listeners. Could it be nicer? That was great. That was great fucking time. That was awesome time. That was perfect.
Did he hang up, or did, was it a?
They're all hanging up.
They all hung up. That's
they all
awesome.
Hung up at the exact same time. When, I think it's probably the clock cuts him down. But the point is like usually. Okay, we started off suckling from the teeth that is Loveline. All right, we were the Loveline after disaster. We are no more. We used to start within 20 seconds of Loveline ending. We'd all be in here doing the show live on the Loveline website. Now it's as though we've been eradicated, which was partially our decision as well, so we could do what we wanted. But at the same time, it wasn't 100% our decision. Now it's gotten to the point where we weren't on iTunes. We're starting the show like 20 minutes after Loveline ends, and it's like we're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And it's very depressing.
How can we turn this around?
I'll tell you how we turn around. The cream of wheat after disaster.
I don't get it. Okay.
We get a sponsor.
Oh, we get a sponsor.
Yeah.
I'm sure Cream of Wheat would love to be on this program that just talks about jizz about 14% of every episode.
Yes.
For $1,000, you can be a sponsor, the sole sponsor of this show for one segment.
For $1,000, we will call the show whatever you want that week.
That week, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what else will you do for $1,000?
Oh, that's it.
We'll put on those big, super tough condoms that won't possibly rip.
Can we Howie Mandel some condoms next week?
No.
Does he? Oh, he didn't need condoms. He did it with latex gloves.
No. It was, oh yeah, you're right. You're right.
Oh wait, Ty. What TV character would you be? Walter White.
Blair from the Facts of Life.
Mr. Ed.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah.
Blair from Mr. Ed. What does that even mean?
No, I said,
what?
Blair
from Facts of Life.
Yeah, she was hot.
I said Mr. Ed.
I said that. She's Blair hot.
I'd be Kit from Knight Rider.
Ooh, interesting choice. I like it.
I might go
Anderson,
with,
if it makes you feel better, we've had 4,000 downloads in the last day.
Woo!
I'd like to be,
it makes me feel okay. Hey, are we news and noteworthy again? Are we important again?
I don't know, maybe.
iTunes? Oh, speaking of iTunes and important, Film Vault, brand new episode up, fall preview.
No, less
Ooh,
important.
Preview. Exciting.
It's a good episode. It does well. We had no guest. But it was a good show.
Now that we're back up on iTunes, people, please go and leave some new reviews. That would be very helpful for us. Mm-hmm. Also, we are up on Stitcher again with the new feed and other
Tyler,
places.
Thank you very much. Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much, Ty.
Good job, Ty.
And a lot of you guys give me shit about the reads and advertisers that we do on the Film Vault and how
as well they should.
I don't like to do them that way. I usually cuss in them, and I don't make fun of the product, but I do my own thing. And both Brian and... mainly Logan gets very upset. He'll cut me. He'll be like, we cannot cuss in the promo in the commercial. Like, why not? Bill Burr does.
Yep. It's more natural, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved the Pet Peeves Film Vault, by the way.
That was
good job,
right?
You guys. Yeah, yeah. One of my favorites, for sure.
Mr. Kroon. I want to plug something, too.
Yeah.
Your butt?
Yeah!
Solid.
No, I would like people, if they care to go and watch Delivering Burr.
Oh, yeah. You finally
put
it up
YouTube
with no fanfare.
And, I was embarrassed to put it up because I think it's so poorly made and so shoddy and it was shot so bad. But I watched it after I put it up and I like that movie.
Wow,
it's
look
good.
At this. This is like progress for Mike. I've never said I liked anything I've done.
No, I found it like charming. Like, and I was like,
Mike,
oh,
it makes me so happy. That you're seriously,
I mean, I don't think it's good.
No, but you
but
enjoyed
I was like,
it.
Yeah, I totally.
It is.
You like
I,
it.
Yeah. Jillian and I watched it like 3-4 years ago, or soon after two years ago. When we first started hanging out with you, you gave it to and we loved it. We loved it. It needs some sound editing, a few little polishes, and it'll be ready for release, but there's so many fucking
up. It needs everything.
It needs a little scrubbing, but other than that, it could be released in the theater, and people who know the show and know Mike will love it, so... Delivering Burt on YouTube.
And the reason the reason I'm plugging it is because I'm sure sooner than later, Burt Reynolds' attorney is going to pull it down.
Maybe they'll see it in the week. You know what? Why didn't we do anything with this? Burt, you haven't been in the news for a while. Let's get some traction. I think it's smart. You put it out there. Real quick, I almost forgot to tell you, Tyler, when we had him on the Film Vault a couple weeks ago, at the end.
Burt Reynolds?
No, Mike
Thanks
Toronto.
For telling me.
That'd be amazing.
When I had Mike Toronto on a couple weeks ago, at the very end, Brian was doing his thing and saying it, and he's on this, he's on that. And then I said, Mike, is there anything else you'd like to plug? Because after his Astro Adam, and his answer, no, thank you. And he wasn't trying to be funny.
Classic.
Nope, I'm good.
Yep.
He goes on people's podcasts, like big, large, famous people's podcasts, and says, they say, would you like to talk about that show you do after love? Nope. You do a good show after Loveline. No, thank you.
You know what? It's too huge already.
It seems weird promoting yourself.
No!
you retarded person.
Don't, we've used retarded
like
twice
it doesn't
now.
Seem like it's arrogant.
No, no, no.
You gotta be,
you know, I've heard
self-pimp.
Self-promotion doesn't really fly now. There's nothing like, oh, no, wait, hold on. That's right, social media. Oh, no, yeah. Actually the opposite of what you've just said is true. No, in fact, people promote themselves for absolutely what's that word I'm looking for? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No. You have 14-year-olds that are promoting their, you know.
Yeah, good point.
Their T-shirt collection.
I promote myself for having a good hair day sometimes.
See?
So,
look
yeah.
at that. Now, how about the people that promote their lunch? They're just all, can you believe I just had brown rice fusilli pasta?
Oh, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I could go for some of that.
Diana, thank you so much for the flying shark.
Oh, thank you.
Max, thank you so much for coming down finally and joining us, sir.
Thank you for the gun. I love it, too. Nice to meet you, Max, as well.
Thank you to the 16 listeners from the Republic of Korea who apparently listen to our show.
how do they understand it?
I love kimchi.
The world speaks English.
Six downloads from Malta.
Awesome.
I would love to. I'd love to see
one
guy.
Oh, you got the breakdown.
I'd like to see one guy translating the show.
Bullshit, Malta.
Switzerland.
Malta?
Two from Thailand. Probably two hookers. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Lady boys. Two from South Africa. Probably white. one sad download from Guatemala. That person's confused and did this by accident.
Tyler gets the analytics now so he can see where the downloads occur.
More like anal. Yeah.
Big Malta, brother.
God, you know there's only four people in Malta.
Yeah, and we have the market cornered. We're the number one morning show.
I wish I could still order a big Malta.
Go.
Top three? Guess what the top three are.
California.
USA.
California is not a country.
Well, I know. You can become, right, you can do states because I was thinking states and we go and see how many are in Hawaii, but whatever if you don't want to go.
It's not a country yet.
USA is number one.
Mexico? Malta was in the news this week for something.
Nope.
Canada?
Why'd you think? What? Mexico?
For us being the number one podcast. No.
Second is Canada. Yep. What's three?
Canada.
Please don't say Mexico because we say such Hawaii? Horrible.
It's
Florida?
Yeah, it's Hawaii.
Please be Malta.
Definitely Hawaii.
Malta. Montana?
Malta.
Those are not countries.
Oh, I know. Jacksonville?
Tucson?
Just keep naming non-countries.
Why isn't it Malta?
Death Valley?
Oh, is it Malta?
No, there was news in Malta. Big news this week about something that happened.
Is it a national park? Is it a national park? Is it Yellowstone?
They closed all the parks.
Is it the Salton Sea?
Salton Sea? Are we number three?
I can't believe we're number three in the Salton Sea.
That's amazing!
And it rhymes. That's perfect. All right. Good night, everybody.
I don't care about number two.
Where was it?
Australia.
Makes sense.
Mates. I'll throw another podcast
on
the
Barbie for you. They listen to our podcast backwards.
It's because we had old Jim Jeffers on for two episodes, essentially, right?
I bet. I'd like to see a picture of them sitting around a radio.
They're upside down.
Like out in the bush.
They're upside down.
Honolulu doesn't even make that.
One of those guys. Here's what you can do for us. Someone in Australia. Take a picture of your computer and surround it with live kangaroos. Like they're listening.
I love kangaroos.
That would be so cute.
For all those goddamn snakes.
No photoshopping. Hey, you ever heard that song by Randy Newman about how we should drop the big one?
Short and
we
people should, got
we should,
no
problems. We should nuke.
Short people.
Like everyone hates us anyways, and we should kill everyone. We should drop the bomb on everyone.
He's so subversive.
It's awesome.
The bomb.
It's
Randy Newman? Me.
Yeah, Randy Newman. It's a great song.
I love LA.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
But,
he's all over the map,
he wants
apparently.
To, he wants to kill like Japan and Germany and
but not LA.
Africa because it's too hot.
But not LA.
Who needs,
not LA. We're safe.
Canada.
I saw him at
Canada's
DR.
Too cold.
I
but
saw him at Neil Diamond.
He doesn't want to blow up Australia, though, because he likes the koalas and the... And the kangaroos,
and I'm gonna save
a Japanese
South
Komodo
America
Italian shoes for me
because I met a girl there. Once.
They don't like us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now.
Well, no, because Australia is like LA.
I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Good. How so?
How's it like LA?
What are you talking about?
Stay tuned next week to find out how Australia's like LA.
We start doing cliffhangers. Good night, everybody.
Is it over?
That was fun.